The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This week on 97.5 Glory FM's Friday Night Football in North Georgia, we go to the GIAA with one of the best teams in the state in their district, and also the team with the second best record in Hall County this year. It's the Lakeview Academy Lions of Coach Lee Coleman. This year, they have had a historic year, looking for the first 8-win season in school history as they celebrate homecoming this evening against the Athens Christian Eagles. For Lakeview Academy, they play in a district made up of Class AAA and Quad A teams, and they are the only AAA team in the 8-team district. And for the Lions, they're looking at going into the state playoffs, and with a win tonight and next week at home, they would be in the state playoffs at home coming up in November. And for the Lions, they will celebrate homecoming this evening with that historic win. We get ready for the kickoff of high school football this week from Lakeview Academy as the Lions take on Athens Christian with the Long Street Cafe pregame show starting next when the kickoff begins now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And hi, everyone. Welcome once again to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. I'm Mike Watford, along with Joe Gailey, Harper Abell, and Gary Glenn from Lakeview Academy, just down the street from our studios in Gainesville, for homecoming 2024 for Lakeview Academy. As we mentioned, looking for history to be made this week. In the 9th week of the season, they look for their 8th win of the season. And Joe, it shows you about the growth of this program, especially in the short time Lee Coleman's been here.
Well, and he's up to 23 kids. You know, a lot of folks are 23. Well, yeah, he's, you know, folks, last year he had, what, 18. He's up to 23 this year, and he's still got a lot of underclassmen on his team, not a lot of seniors. So he's still building the program, and they were successful last year, and they'll be successful again this year. I talked to Coach Mike Marsh from Athens Christian. He's kind of in the same boat. They had 18 last year. His numbers have increased. He's up near 30 this year, but he's got a lot of young guys or first-year guys to play, so they're still having to learn the ropes of football.
We talk about a lot of times student-athletes, and here at Lakeview Academy, they are true student-athletes.
They are. They've been a private school, academics come first. They always have. I mean, you know, that even when the school started way back when you and I were still in school, the academics was it. They didn't have football back then. Back then, it was just a little bit of basketball, a little bit of soccer, and that was it. And they were pretty good in soccer. They had a state championship in baseball. You and I were there to do the basketball teams and state championships last year, and football has gotten rolling. Coach Lee Shaw got it going here a few years ago. Lee Coleman's come in and done a fantastic job with his numbers. And got some kids that are really devoted to the team. And understand, talking to a couple of coaches at the jail, they playing well together. And Harper, you know as well as anybody, when you have small numbers, you got to play together. Because if you have two or three over here on this side, four or five over there, it's going to be messed up. Or is the term I like is discombobulated.
That's in the dictionary, yeah. Too. I know it is. Joe, when you say they've got 23 guys, I've lived in Gwinnett County. There are 23 DBs on just one.
Just one team.
There are some teams it was the 6A, now the 7A. And,
right.
It's just this, and I love this. I love the fact that I don't love the fact that it's hard to practice.
Right.
Because you can't go 11 on 11. Mm-hmm. If you physically don't have the numbers to do it. And if somebody gets a cold, that means my secondary has got a cold. My whole secondary, I've got a problem.
Sure.
So being able to dissect it like that, but just at the ground root level of football when it started from mm-hmm. a historical standpoint, you mentioned the history here, and with Lee Shaw trying to get the program together and Coach Coleman and everything else, there is a certain magic, at least for mm-hmm. me, to where I relish this, and there's a joy of being able to be a part of this, especially when the team is doing as well. Mm-hmm. I'm watching some film on these guys, and they can play.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any depth. They're going to get tired by the third or fourth quarter, but my goodness, they can play.
And think about Harper, the standpoint, you mentioned the coaches. Lee Coleman's got a pretty good size coaching staff here at Lakeview, but when you're looking at practice, hey, Abell, I want you to play this position right now. Now go back and play this position here. It's like, you know, they're multi-positions for these guys.
Well, and that, and then the teaching process at the high school level for you to know your responsibility. Here's what we're doing in zone coverage if you're playing safety. Now, if our safety gets hurt, you're going to be playing corner or outside linebacker. Here's a completely different safety. So your academics kicks in, Mike, and you got to be pretty smart and able to do it and donate the amount of time and really specify what it is that you're needing to do, and then to get flip it over on offense, because you know, both these, everybody's going to go both ways.
Well, they've got six. Lakeview does. They've got six kids. They go both ways on offense and defense, and they'll have other kids that will come in. So that means you're only rotating five primarily from offense and defense that are just for that certain position or whatever. But, you know, when you're on the right, we're used to seeing kids like at North Hall and Cherokee Bluff where you've got a whole offensive unit, a whole defensive unit with maybe one or two subbing in there, you know, and so this is going to be different. These kids are going to play the whole time.
And to be, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you got a whole bunch of kids on the sideline that aren't going to play. They're a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, and no disrespect to them. They're just kind of in the way, if that makes sense. They're in the way. They're there, and they're going to get experience, and that's how they get hungry. Yeah, exactly. They realize, hey, I want to be out there. I don't want to be on the sideline.
Sure, sure.
There's a value to that. But you don't have that same luxury here on these sidelines, either one of them here tonight.
Exactly.
There aren't enough numbers. You're on the sideline because guess what? There's nobody. If someone goes down, you're it.
You're it. Next
you better get
up.
In there, Joe. Mm-hmm. And, Joe, if you go down, Mike, let's go.
Yep.
Put the cleats on, Mike. I know you can't see very well, but I'll
matter.
Tell you where to go.
Exactly. Hey, the big thing is, too, what I love about the GIAA is that – they have a district. This is District 4, AAA/Quad A. I mentioned the pregame, there's eight teams. Well, they have eight opponents here at Lakeview. There are nine teams in this district. Eight are Quad A, one's AAA, and that's Lakeview Academy. So all these wins they've had so far this year in the district have been against Quad A teams, schools with large enrollment. Tonight's game with Athens Christian, they're a Quad A team, while Lakeview's a AAA team. The Lions right now are one of the top eight teams in the state in AAA, and we'll be back here. If they win tonight's ball game, they would look right now. It looks like they would play a home game here on November the 8th. GHSA's got that week open because of the hurricane pushing everything back. So we'll be here to bring our listeners the quarterfinal round of the GIAA state playoffs coming up on November the 8th. And that tells you about the thing about is, look how we're talking about before, Joe and Harper, it was about the idea with GHSA about competitive balance. Well, here you are, you've got district. The closest school to Lakeview Academy at AAA is Perry. So you see, it's much better to play teams where the Riverside, George Walton Academy, Loganville Christian, Bethlehem Christian, compared to going to Perry in middle Georgia all the time. I like that. Then the way you know they're in the state playoffs, heading down to play schools in middle Georgia.
Exactly. And, you know, that is, it keeps them those long road trips. And, you know, that's what you and I talked about a lot about, both at games and away, as Towns County's on an island up there by themselves having to go to Social Circle and to, you know, wherever else down there. They've got their closest ride a few years ago was, what, 2 hours?
Well, think of the GSA did that, Joe, right there. If they did that, think about what schools like Towns County could do, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And it's tough on them the way they divide them up, that's for sure.
Gary, you have 2 cents in that? You got a dog in that fight?
Well,
hey, Gary.
When you were talking about the numbers, I flashed back to Jefferson High School when we played, and we didn't think anything about a bunch of people going both ways because that's all we ever knew.
That's what Mike had at North Hall when he was there,
too. Yeah, so these kids are used to this.
Right.
And by this time, you know, I agree with you, Harper, it's going to be, you know, third and fourth quarter, they might get a little tired, but they probably won't get as tired as if they had ever done this because they should be in shape by now.
Right.
And this is a good football team here at Lakeview. Mm-hmm. The only team they've lost to is that Bethlehem bunch, and they are undefeated at 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
They beat everybody, and so that's the only one. And they didn't get, and Lakeview didn't get beat badly by them. It was only 17-0.
And Gary, the thing is too, they will not play Bethlehem in the state playoffs because Bethlehem Christian's a Quad A team, and here's Lakeview Academy, a Triple A team.
Well, there you go. So yeah, I mean and they played a, you know, fairly challenging schedule. I remember when these guys, I'm talking about Athens Christian, they used to be a pretty big dog down there in a lot of different things, even in the GHSA. They would compete very favorably in the GHSA, particularly in things like. Like track and field, they would win multiple state championships in track and field. It's a long tradition of being pretty good at Athens Christian. So, you got to watch these guys. This could be a dangerous game for the Lions here tonight.
Well, they did beat Athens Christian last year for the first time in school history. A little preview of tonight's ball game. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups, basically the entire roster here at Lakeview Academy, much more as they take on Athens Christian here from Lakeview Academy on 97.5 Glory FM. More with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show after this.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and don't need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy efficient right choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
We're counting on the kickoff of this game between Lakeview Academy and Athens Christian on 97.5 Glory FM. And Joe, you see it's a little different here. You know, not really a big marching band to entertain the people of the national anthem, that kind of thing. So we'll see how we do here at the pregame show. Our friend Derek Fadul, who's the assistant boys basketball coach, and he is a Lakeview alum here also, this homecoming night. And we'll listen to him about what we're going to do tonight with his pregame show. But you get a chance to introduce everybody really to the entire roster here at Lakeview.
Yeah, pretty much get to, that's for sure. And, you know, the thing is like you said, Mike, they don't have a marching band, but they've got the bleachers here. It used to be the old soccer field. They've turned it around and everything.
Yes, well, excuse me. They're going to play a national anthem here. So, excuse me, we're going to take a time out. Back with more after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at GHCFCA.org.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here getting ready for the kickoff of tonight's ball game. And Joe, you can see it's a little tradition here they've got going. The players coming down the hill. And there's a little hilly here on Lakeview Drive. And this kid, if Derek Vadu could be like Ryan Phillips, I think Nathan could hear the broadcast from here back in the studio. It's how close we are from that standpoint as we get ready for this one. How about starting lineups?
If I get excited like I did last week, I know he can hear me.
Was that a train horn? Was that a train horn, Joe, or was that a golf cart horn?
It might have been a golf cart horn. Either way.
Get the golf cart out of the way.
For the Lions, on the offensive side, Coach Lee Coleman, they are 7-1, 4-1 in their region this year. Receiving core will be Keelan Harper, number 6, Nashawn Dorsey, number 3, and Junior Thompson, number 2. Across the line of scrimmage at tackle, 52, William Anderson. Guard, 75, D.J. Wickham. 66, Landon Beasley will be your center. The other guard will be number 50, Jackson Kohler. And the other tackle, 55, Christian Fragoso. Quarterback will be Kiari Birch, number 1. The running back will be Riker Kohler, number 11. And number 14, the H-back, Jacob Kelly for the Lions. For the Athens Christian Eagles, Mike Morse, the head coach, they're 3-5 and 2-3 in their region. They'll have across the line, the defensive line, Wyatt Rollator, number 69, Isaac McCurry, number 55, and number 6, Hayden Ashworth. The linebackers will be Quinn Asick, if I remember that. Yep, he totally changed pronunciation. Number 8, Hudson Mines, number 3, number 64, Jordan Rosa, and number 51, Connor Zwerm. The cornerbacks will be number 10, Cohen Dubb, and number 7, Seth Cummings. The safeties will be 11, Bryson Campbell, and 23, Keaton Westbrooks. On the other side of the football, offense, Athens Christian. The receiving core will be number 9, Dalton Haymans, and number 7, Seth Cummings. Bryson Campbell will be on the other side as a receiver. Tight end will be 16, Hayes Williams. Tackles will be 69, Wyatt Rollator, 51, Connor Zwerm. The guards will be Justin Liu, number 50. And number 55, Isaac McCurry. The center will be 64, Jordan Rosa. Quarterback will be Layden Bryson, number 5. Running back, Harper Ford or Trey Bowleg, number 20. Then you'll have defensively for the Lakeview Lions, you know, they'll be playing a 3-4, number 88, Tristan Harris. Landon Beasley will be the nose guard, number 66. Number 50, Jackson Kohler will be the other defensive end. The linebackers will be Ricky Brown, 23, Riker Kohler. Jacob Kelly, number 14, number 2, Junior Thompson. Keelan Harper will be a cornerback, number 6. Hayden Williamson, number 9, at a corner. And the safeties will be Kiard Birch, number 1, and Makai Birch, number 7. Those are starting lineups for the teams this evening.
And the officials tonight in the white hats, Corey Collins, a man that you're very familiar with.
Yes, sir.
He'll be the referee. The umpire is David King. Frankie Keller is the line judge. Head linesman is Keith Busby. Side judge is Greg Rutherford. Field judge is Mike Carson, Jr. The electric clock operator is Michael Barrett. And on the play clock, it's Kenny Mack.
Yep. You know, this as old as Mike and Gary and I, as long as we've been around here, Harper, we know probably three-quarters of the officials and probably half of everybody else. So
That's your Yogi Berra line for the day.
That's exactly right.
We know. Well, yeah, you guys know everybody.
That's exactly right.
And they know you. So I want to hear their side of the story because you've been telling us.
No, you don't.
Listen to Gary. No, you don't. You don't want to hear their
you
side.
Sure about
no.
that, Gary?
Harper, you know, you commented a couple of weeks ago when we were at West Hall how gorgeous the sunset was. Look at this one tonight with behind the trees, yep. the pinks and the indigos and the deep blues. It's really – somebody needs to take a picture of that. 66,
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. Was it next week? Is it the clock? I guess next week will be the last game that we have where it won't be pitch black at kickoff time. So
correct.
We get one more, and then with the playoffs coming up. So enjoy it while you can, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful evening. Thought it would be a little bit cooler right now. Joe, you probably were going to wear a pair of shorts again tonight, weren't you?
No, I'm good. I've got my jacket there behind it. I see Corey down there talking. He must be trying to find the scoop out from Gary about me.
He said he'd talk to you after the game.
Good. He better come up here.
Uh-oh. You better have that money.
I told him you said hello.
So Gary, how close are we getting the coin toss, you think?
Right now. We got the captains on both sides of the field. Joe?
Captains for Lakeview Academy, number 1, Kiari Birch. Number 14, Jacob Kelly. Number 23, Ricky Brown. And number 50, Jackson Kohler. Looking across the other way, they're wearing gold over there, so they're killing me on their numbers tonight.
Oh, man.
They got yellow numbers on white jerseys.
Oh, man.
Number 24, Luis, is a pronounced Spanish, so it's Pius, is a captain.
Number 5.
Number 5, who is Layden Bryson.
6.
Number 6, Hayden Ashworth.
And 50.
And 50 is Justin Liu for Athens Christian. Excuse me.
All right, guys. Hey, everybody proctor legal equip. The coach already told me, Barry, everybody proctor legal equip, okay? We're going to distribute a good sportsmanship on and off the field, okay? All right, Lakeview, since you're the home team tonight, we're going to let you call now for us for Athens Christian, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. We got a heads and we got a tails. Yes, all right, call now for me.
Tails.
Call tails.
It's heads.
The first.
You're the one to talk to the first.
I think it was call tails and it ended up heads.
Yeah, and Layden Bryson made the call for the Eagles of Athens Christian, who are
Lakeview won the toss and they will defer.
Well, you already said, Joe, that they got the white jerseys and the pale gold and the white pants too. So, and then Lakeview's all in that dark blue. So it's almost a navy blue with orange trim and white letters, numbers.
You're halfway across the field, Gary, so can you go ask the coach on the other side why he would do that to us with white white shirts, which is fine, yellow numbers, but you got to let us be able to see it.
So Lakeview Academy is going to kick off to Athens Christian. The kickoff's coming up next here on Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by North Hall Tire and Wheel. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And it feels like football, 59 degrees here at Lakeview Academy. Lakeview Academy gets ready to tee it up and to bring you the play-by-play. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture, folks. Lakeview in their navy blue with the orange and white trim, navy helmets, navy tops, navy bottoms, white, trimmed in orange numbers. Athens Christians all in white. Gold helmets. They'll have gold numbers with some dark trim around it, but the gold numbers all depend on Harper and Gary to help me out with numbers tonight for sure.
I got you back, Joe.
Yeah, you got Mike can get me for. I appreciate
Mike's
that.
Mike's going to help out. I'm going to give him binoculars so he can see even more clearly.
Well, he can hear those numbers.
He can hear those numbers. That's right. So Athens Christian, Lakeview's already come out after they had the lion walk and come down the hill, and then they came out. Now comes Athens Christian with a cheerleader doing some flips. We're going to be ready to play football right here to say to Headmaster John Simpson going out to say hello to the officials and say, hey, if you need anything, go see Mike and Joe. They'll take care of you up there.
And he is the best, John Simpson.
Let me tell you what I'm thankful for here.
What's that?
I finally get to walk on some natural grass. My old knees and my bad ankle. This is great.
It's almost like a padded carpet out there for you.
This is great. Plus, you don't get those little pellets in your shoes.
There you go. Looks like it was fresh cut. I walked out there early and talked to Coach Morris and Coach Coleman, And it looks like it'd been freshly mowed yesterday or the day before, and it's in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it's in great shape. I mean, it's still green.
Mm-hmm. There's a wide open sun all day long here at Lakeview, right off of the four lane here, as I call it.
Limestone Parkway.
Limestone Parkway, Coach, exactly.
Coach Lee Coleman having a moment with his quarterback, Kyari Birch. He had 247 yards and four touchdowns in their big win over Kings Academy.
Well, you know, Gary Lee is the third coach in the history here at Lakeview Academy. Matthew Groom, the son of former great Bobby Groom, started the program here. Then Lee Shaw took over, and now Lee Coleman. Who, Harvey, like this, he played football at Northwestern.
Bora Osalik is the kicker for Lakeview.
He's
number
wildcat.
Seven, Seth Cummings, is back deep to receive. Osalik, toe meets leather, long, high, deep over kick down to number seven. That is Bryson Campbell back there, excuse me. Comes up, it gets to the 20, and be brought down around the 30. And if Ricky Brown made it on the tackle, it'll be first and 10 for the Eagles at the 30-yard line. Or at the 29 is where they're spotted at. It'll be first and 10.
Yeah, Ricky Brown.
For the Eagles.
A senior, 5'8", 165 pounds. We're not going to see a whole – we've got a few that are the 250s and the 280s and stuff like that, but not many.
Mike was asking about sizes a while ago, Gary, and I said, well, it's about even on both sides. You got a couple of big old guys. You got Layden Bryson's the quarterback. Running back's going to be Trey Bolick, number 20. A single setback, three wideouts, two on the far side, ball on the near hash mark. Just underway here from Lakeview. Bryson's
on the ground.
Off. Ball's on the ground, and quarterback falls on it.
Yeah. Yep. Layden Bryson's ends up with that RPO, and he tucked the ball once he read the defensive end and decided to keep it, and it ended up slipping a little bit too much of contact with Trey Bolick and his quarterback. So that'll be second down. They lose three there on that one.
Second down, 13. Coach Morris told me a little bit about that guys earlier when I was talking to him before the game. There's a snap, going to hand off to his running back, Bolick. Bolick not going to – he's trying to get away from the guys, but that big defensive front, Harris, Beasley, and Kohler for Lakeview comes in and pushes him back. Riker Kohler, number 11, one of the backers, comes up and makes an initial hit and joined in by several other men. Number 50, Jackson Kohler, comes in and pushes him back for another yard loss. Third down and about 15 now.
Also, D.J. Whitcomb, a senior, who's 6'2", 285. He's one of the bigger guys you'll see on the field tonight on either side.
And, Joe, you can see how aggressive the Lions are on defense.
Yes, they are. One man in motion for the Eagles. One guy set on this side. Ball's basically right in the middle of the field. Bryson gets the ball. He's going to roll out to this side. A man defensively right on him. He gets by that guy, fakes the throw. Now he's going to have to run, and he gets tackled up high. He's still loose. Gets hit again. Finally tackled around the 40-yard line.
Yeah,
might be a first down.
Finally, number 11, Riker Kohler, a sophomore linebacker at 5'10", 185. Finally corralled him, but I'll tell you, he just kept bouncing off of people. They couldn't get a good grip on him, and they couldn't get a grip on his clothes either, and he did get the first down.
Like one of those pinball machines bouncing
off
people.
Bam, 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 just bing, bing, bing.
I thought the first guy was going to hit him, and he pushed him out further, closer to the sideline, and then he just kind of tiptoed up the sideline and bounced off a couple of boot jerseys. First down now. First down of the night in play. Going to hand off to a man in motion. He gets tackled over there on the far side. Riker Kohler in on the stop after about a 2-yard gain.
Attack on the play by Riker Kohler. Bring up second down.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of jet screens here. They've got some fast guys at wide receiver. They're not real big, but they can run. And once you get them the ball, you're going to hopefully get a lot of space in between the defenders and allow them some room to gain yards on that particular one. He gains about four.
Seth Cummins was the last man to carry the ball for him. You got three wide outs, one on the near side, two on the far. Bolick behind or over to the right of his quarterback. Quarterback's going to keep it right up the middle across the 50, down to about the 48 of Lakeview. Wow. Little option play right there. Harper, and he ran right up the middle, beat the defense, and got about 12 yards.
Yeah, Micah Birch ends up making the tackle there after another first down.
I think that one was pretty much determined. He must have seen something on the last play that opened that up. And I think you're right. I think it started out to be an option. The quarterback saw that middle just open up, and then he took off.
All the way down to the 47 on Lakeview side of the field now. First and 10, 9-11 left in the first quarter. looking to pass. Throws it high and deep. Got one man back there and a defender.
What
and
a catch.
It is a catch right there around the 10-yard line. Wow, he's right over and had a defender right there with him, too. The catch was made by Bryson Campbell. Defensive back there was either Kiari or Makai Birch. I think it might have been Keelan Harper over there with him.
Yeah, he was working that sideline pretty good, wasn't he? And he caught it just before he stepped out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Get the first down all the way down. It's going to be around the 14-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage, 34-yard pass completion. Quarterback Bryson's on the run to the far side. Going to pick up about 3, maybe 4 yards. Knocked down on the far side, looked like by maybe Ricky Brown or Junior Thompson.
I think it was Brown again, yeah. And he is a weapon, that quarterback. He's reading the defense really well.
Picked up 2, is second down and 8 now. Ball's down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they marked it at the 10. We don't have a great view here, this, folks.
The just angle, let, we're know. Not up high. Yeah. Well, flip-flop
the,
from
the 11, I think it is.
Bryson takes it, hands off to his running back, who goes right into the middle of the pile against Lakeview, and they'll stack him up down around the 8-yard line. That time it was Trey Bowling, the running back, and he gets stopped after about a 2, maybe a 3-yard gain. 3-yard gain, it'll be third down, and it looks like about a long four right there.
Attack on the play by a host of
long four, short five.
Yeah, it's on the 8.
Ball's on the 8. Third down, 7:45 in the quarter.
Different formation, quarterback under center.
Bryson up under with the big stacked backfield this time. 3 guys back there. Going to hand off to Bowley. Bowley's get tackled from behind that time, I believe.
Nice blitz that time by Jacob Kelly.
Jacob Kelly brought him down. All right.
6-foot, 195-pounder. He came right in off the edge there and got into the backfield and grabbed him around the waist. So that'll bring up a fourth down. And now let's see what the Eagles opt to do. I think they're going to try to kick it here.
They are.
Spotting it at the 14.
Eagles number 5, Bryson, is the holder. Is that number 24, Pius, as the kicker, I believe?
It is.
And ball now, snap, kick is up, and it is good. The Eagles lead it 3-0 with 6:53 in the quarter.
And coming up next by the kickoff is it is Athens Christian on top. Back with more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here, the kickoff is going to land, and it's going to roll and roll and roll, luckily for the Lions, all the way back into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback for the Lions. Pius kicked that one. It hit about the 10 and rolled. It went under the man that was back there to catch it for Lakeview, and he was able to get away from it, rolled into the end zone. He downed it. And it'll be a first and 10 at the 20 now for Lakeview.
Eagles kickoff goes into
Joe,
the end zone.
Scoring drive, look at the Eagles driving around 63 yards on the drive and 10 plays and eat at 5 minutes, 10 seconds off the clock.
Commerce and Oglethorpe County tied at 7 early from Oglethorpe County, 6:52 in the quarter. Kiari Birch with Kohler and Kelly in the backfield. Actually, Kohler split over to the one side. Going to throw it. He missed his receiver. Threw it right over his head. Intended was Junior Thompson that time. Threw it right over his head.
Yeah, and he threw it in a place where there was nobody.
Yeah, Cohen Dove was the defensive man. Tipped it, Harper tells me.
Well, he was the closest. He was the closest to the action, as Gary said. So I don't want to say what Gary's going to say, because then I sound like I repeat myself. We're going to save that for later.
6:47, second down, 10. Birch takes the snap, hands off to his running back, coming around this way. That is Kohler. Riker gets 10, 15, 20, out to the 50, the 45, the 40, and finally knocked down at the 34-yard line of the Eagles.
They hit the edge perfectly. Everybody got sucked inside, and he took off.
Yeah. Looks like number 23 that made
the
stop.
They don't have one on the roster.
Keaton Westbrook.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Keaton.
Mm-hmm. Keaton Westbrook made the tackle on that one. Big run by Riker Kohler. Clock starts at 6:33.
A little about 45 yards, Joe.
Yep. Good long run. Get things going. This time I'm going to hand off to number 5 this time back there. He's going to get 5 or 10 up across the 20. Number 5, that is Christian Dykes. Dykes goes across and gets about 12. Yeah, he gets about 12 that time down inside, right at the 20-yard line, just inside the 20, around the 19. Birch back there with Dykes on one side of him. Now Birch comes up, changes the play, hollers at his line. Got one man, Jacob Kelly, at the H-back. Birch is going to take it. Hand off to number 5, Dykes. Dykes kind of sidesteps the guy and gets about 3, maybe 4 yards up to about the 13-yard line. It'll be second down.
Quinn Osick grabbed him around the ankles, then the rest of them.
Yep.
Wyatt Rollator, number 69, playing the nose guard.
Yep.
He is about 6'6 and probably goes about 270. He's the other big guy on the field other than the one for Lakeview.
Second and 3. Ball's on the 13-yard line. Birch squats down, takes it, looks to pitch. Then he takes it himself. 5. Down to the 3 and stopped right there. Touchdown, Lakeview.
You know, when he started that pitch, Joe, everybody bit on that.
Yep.
And then he just took off because he saw an opening straight to the end zone, and he went in standing up.
The seas parted like they did back in the old days. And he just saw it and run in there. I thought he got stopped, but he basically got across the end zone line and just stopped right there. He didn't have to go any further.
Yeah, that's a 13-yarder.
Yep. Bora Oshelik will kick it. Will attempt the extra point. Number 15. Snap the hole. The kick is up, and it is good. Lakeview leads it 7-3 with 5:16 left in the first.
And we're back in more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at Lakeview Academy. Academy came down on an 80-yard drive and scored. Seth Cummings deep. And Oselik ready to kick off for the Lions. He'll hit it at the 40. Toe meets leather. Good high kick. Going to come down, bounce it about the 14. Cummings picks it up to the 20, the 25. Then he's swarmed under by a bunch of blue jerseys that time, including number 5, Christian Dykes.
And Joe, you can see how explosive the Lakeview Academy offense is. Took them 5 plays to go 80 yards in a minute 34.
And they ran the ball very well that time. And, you know, Rocker Kohler had a long run. And then on that touchdown play, it's about a 13-yarder by the quarterback, Kiari Birch. 23 is where the ball is spotted. Layden Bryson comes back out as the quarterback, and you'll have 2 wideouts on the near side. Ball is at the near hash mark for the Eagles. Bryson's the quarterback. Empty back bail this time. He got a big man running off the field on the far side. Must have had too many linemen. Got 4 wideouts, 2 on either side. Empty backfield. Quarterback's going to take it, try to get in the middle. He had a man grab him from behind. He gets across the 25 to about the 26. Riker Kohler, one of the linebackers, comes in and makes the stop. He gets about, they're going to give him about 3 yards. It'll be second and seven now for the Eagles. Pretty good defensive unit here comprised here for Coach Lee Coleman's lines, Mike. Playing quick. Hit it well. One sat back over there. It's going to be Trey Bolick. Next to Bryson on his right. Bryson keeps it again. Faked it, and then he goes in there and he gets maybe 1-2 yards across the 25 to about the 27. Gets about a yard. Ricky Brown in on the stop.
Well, Brown's been really active at night, hasn't he?
You called his name two or three times already.
Yeah. Didn't he get it? He got one on the kickoff, so he's playing a lot of special teams, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how important these small schools, how important the quarterback is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's been their weapon so far.
Third down again. Third down and about six for the Eagles. Two men moving. It's coming set on the near side. One set back, that's Bowley. Quarterback. Oh, ball on the ground. Lakeview has it.
Lakeview's got it.
Lakeview picked it up at the 21. The ball, he missed the snap. And Riker Kohler comes up with a loose ball.
They just laid on the ground, and Kohler saw it laying there and just launched himself at it, planed out like Superman, and cradled that ball to his chest.
Bryson was the closest, but Bryson didn't react quick enough, and Kohler's like, that one's mine, baby, and he jumped on it and smothered it. And it'll be first and 10 for the Lions at 21.
Wasn't any doubt who had that ball.
That's exactly right.
Guys, that's at least the second time that they've had some problems with this RPO where the back – doesn't know if he should take it or whether or not the quarterback's going to pull it. Ball ends up on the ground.
Quarterback Burks back. He's going to throw it, lofted over the top in the very corner. Incomplete, just outside. Over there, the intended receiver was Junior Thompson, who was just out of bounds.
I think Junior caught it, but he's caught it out of bounds.
Out of bounds, yeah. That's what it looked like.
You got Burks trying to get that ball. After a turnover, you try to go for it, right? Coach Coleman wants to make sure that we get a chance to score, have a big play after a recovery like that.
And that's
they went for it.
I think that's kind of standard nowadays.
It's in the book, I think. Yeah, I think it's in the book.
Go for it.
Well, Lakeview can air it out. I mean, Sean Dorsey last week had 154 yards on a couple of touchdowns on only four receptions. So the Lions can move it through the air and on the ground, too.
Burch with Kohler on his right. Gives off to Kohler. Kohler around the left side. Coming across the 20. The 15 finally wrapped up behind about the 14-yard line. Looks like number, is that 14? The 64, Jordan Rosa brings him down. But he gets down to about the 14-yard line. It'll be third down and about four for the Lions. 3:36 in the quarter.
Rosa, a little fire plug kind of guy, but had some speed. Caught him from 5'9", 190, and he's a senior.
Burch takes it, rolls out to the far side, looks, got a man open, complete, touchdown Lakeview. Nashawn Dorsey with a touchdown catch, about a 13-yarder right there in the center of the end zone, it looked like from up here, Harper.
He had a running back in the flat that was asking for the ball, raises his hand up, but he saw Nashawn in the end zone. That's where he went, and he gets the touchdown because of it. Good read.
Good job,
just talked about him, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Gary, I think you probably noticed Chiari. He was on the move, and he just threw a bullet strike right down there to Nashawn for the touchdown.
Well, Birch is not a real big guy, but he's got an arm.
Oshelik with the extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 14-3 Lakeview with 3:28 left in the first.
And we're back at Morgan Lakeview Academy here on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back here at Lakeview after another, that was a short touchdown drive on that one, guys.
Three plays, 21 yards.
They recovered the fumble at the 21.
I'm still waiting for Mike to give me the time because he's got, you know, Mike's got to figure it out backwards like we're at a hockey
game. I used to have to do
game.
That, and I hated it.
That's why Mike does it.
Yeah. Oschlick kicking off again, low line drive. Warren Burner comes down to the up back. The up back catches around the 20, the 25, the 30, looking for an opening out to the 35, running over the sideline and out of bounds. That's going to be Bryson Campbell, one of the up backs. He gets across the 40, I think. It's awful. No, it's going to be up the 38-yard line is where it's going to be spotted at.
Nice return. Good net out of that. They're going to need that. Athens needs something to get him right back here in this ball game.
Keelan Harper just sort of tapped him out of bounds, which was really smart, you know. Yep. No need to nail the guy. He's going. He's about to step out of bounds. We're just going to make sure that you go out of bounds. So he just gave him a little shove.
Yep.
Right on the sidelines.
Don't have to do nothing extreme on that, that's for sure.
And get yourself a penalty.
Yep. Leighton Bryson stands in. Empty set in the backfield. Four wideouts, two on either side. Ball in the near hash mark at the 38-yard line. Snap. Bryson looks, fakes it. Man's going to grab him in the backfield, knocks him down at the 30.
Wow.
Holy cow, was that Birch?
DJ Whitcomb put some pressure on him.
Riker Kohler.
And then Kohler just nailed him.
Yep. Pressure came in and Riker Kohler came in and wrapped him up. Knocked him back to the 34, they're going to say. So now it'll be second down, about 14.
He was ducking under all 6'2", 285 of Whitcomb when Kohler just
he was ducking under
leveled him.
Bryson stands back there with a single setback. Bolick fakes it. Man on him. The ball gets knocked loose again, but I think
Bryson fell right on
back
it.
On it.
Ricky Brown smacked him from behind and knocked him down. And then very alertly and kind of a lucky bounce, too, at the same time.
Ricky Brown knocks it out of his hand, but the quarterback was still right there and fell right on top of it.
Yeah, Bryson just saw it laying on the ground. He just hugged it back up to his chest, but still another loss.
They're down about 18 now. They've got to get to the 48. Ball's back close. Yeah, the ball's spotted back at the 30-yard line. Moving guys around all over the place. Got three wideouts all on the near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Quarterback takes it. Looks to hand off. Does hand off to Bowley. Bowley's going to be stopped for a loss back around the 28-yard line.
Jacob Kelly,
who H-back.
Who had nine tackles and two for a loss last week. I like the way this line did. They just swarm.
They do, don't they?
Good. Probably next to Cherokee Bluff, they do the best job. Look at all the TFL so far here in the first three drives, Joe.
I was going to mention that, Mike. They've got this year tackle for loss. You've got three guys that's got 20 between the three of them. You've got two guys back. You've got Junior Thompson back and Keelan Harper back to take the punt. The punter, Lewis Pius. Pius, kind of the rugby-style kick. Going to come down to the back. Thompson at the 35, running sideways. Cuts inside to the 40, the 45, 46, 48, knocked down around the 48-yard line.
39-yard kick and what about a 10-yard return?
I believe that's correct. Down under now, 65 seconds left here in the first quarter. 14-3 Lakeview on homecoming from Lakeview. Mike, you know, you and Gary and I, and this is Harper's, the third one this year, but you and I, the three of us get to see a lot of homecomings there near, don't we?
We do.
Between football and basketball.
A lot of pretty dresses and tuxedos, right?
I get to let Gary talk about the dresses tonight.
Well, I can do that. Check in with my couturier.
Birch back to pass, being pressured, rolls out of the pocket. Look on the far side, and he's going to get to run across the 50 to the 45 and run out of bounds around the 40-yard line. It'll be a first down. I thought he was going to get trapped back there, Harper, and he scampered up the far sideline and got about 11 yards for a first down.
He's too quick, Joe. He settles back. He was giving yardage. They're setting up the screen right there. There's come on, let these guys through. But he's fast enough to get to the outside after he realizes that they'd sniffed it out, and he gets the first down, Gary.
And Harper, he's rangy, too. Some guy grabbed him. And he just kept on running, and the guy that grabbed him got flipped upside down. Couldn't hang on. That was crazy.
It was a 12-yard pickup down to the 40 of Athens. Christian First down and 10 for the Lions. One man in motion. They throw it out to him. That is Dykes. Dykes to the 40, a little screen pass. Ball came out as he comes down. Athens Christian's on it, and he's going to get still. The ball comes out again, and Lakeview falls on it. Cooper Swerm was the man for Athens Christian, and then for Lakeview, Christian Dykes fell back on it. Christian Dykes.
He fumbled initially. Yep. He was a little motivated, yep, wasn't he, Joe?
He said, I got to get that ball back, and he went down there and got it back.
Well, technically, that's going to be a first down, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's what the referee's saying.
Possession.
It is a first down. It's a change of possession, so it's got to be a first down.
So they'll start at the 38 unless they move it to the 39-yard line.
They were spotted, it looks like, at the 39.
39, okay.
That's where it'll be. It'll be first down Lakeview. So a break that started out for the Eagles. Then it winds up being a break for the Lions, and it is at the 38, Harper.
Well, you feel for Connor Swerm. He's thinking, yeah, I might have a pick six here. Yeah. Even though he didn't pick it, he's looking at the end zone, and next thing you know, the ball stripped out of his hands, and Lakeview is going to take over at the 38-yard line, first down.
Stacked wideouts on the near side, hands off to the running back. That is Kohler. Kohler up the near sideline, knocked out of bounds around the 49-yard line. It should be a first down. Let's see where this – nope, going to be about a yard short. Say they knocked him out around the 48. It's going to be awfully close. They're going to say first down. He got 10. First down Lakeview with 33.3 seconds left.
Hey, Gary, you're a lot closer than we are. Riker Kohler, he runs hard. Gosh, if you were at the sideline, be sure you keep your knees and ankles loosened up so you can get out of that young man's way.
Don't worry. I've learned my lesson about that.
He's staying behind, folks. I like that. Birch behind there with one back behind him. That is Dykes. Three wideouts near side, one on the far side. Ball on their hash mark. Birch squats down and comes back, looking to pass. Got four guys going to come up in the middle, steps up in the pocket. Now he's got to run. Flushed out the far side. Now he throws it over the man's head. That was Junior Thompson, the intended receiver, on the far side. Incomplete. Threw it a little high. Junior looked like he was open over there, Harper. Just threw it a little high for him.
Yeah, the pressure was coming, that clock inside your head that says, I better get rid of this ball or else I'm going to get sacked.
Yep.
And he keeps the ball out away from his body a little bit more than I'm sure most quarterback coaches would feel disciplined about. But he gets it out so quickly. And in that case, he just didn't have his feet set, threw it a little bit too high. It'll be second down and 10.
Should be last play of the quarter unless something really weird happens. 5.2 seconds left.
5.2. Single setback, three wideouts on the far side, one on the just flip-flopping it. They got one on the near side. Dykes over to the right of his quarterback. Going to pitch it to Dykes late. Dykes trying to get around the corner to the 45, and they're going to wrap him up down there for no gain at all. Might have lost a yard, and that'll be the end of the first quarter with Lakeview winning 14-3.
And we got much more for you coming up next. The score after one is Lakeview Academy 14, Athens Christian 3 on 97.5. Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
And back at Lakeview Academy, our quarter number two, Joe Gailey, Harper O'Bell, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you up in Dahlonega. Lumpkin County lead North Hall 3-0 down in Norcross is now tied. GAC 7, White County 7.
Dawson County leads Chesterfield over Chesterfield 12-0 in the first quarter. Here we go. Kiari Birch back. He's got three wideouts, four wideouts, three stacked on this near side. Dykes over to his right. Ball on the near hash mark, has to go over and get it. Birch gets hit. Rizey throws it, gets tipped off the receiver's hands, And incomplete. The intended receiver was Nashawn Dorsey. He would have been short of the first down, but it was incomplete. He got hit right as he let go. It was a pretty good lick that time on Birch.
Well, Dorsey, it went through his hands. I mean, it was a catchable ball, but it just, as you see so often, it just split his hands, and he went right through it. He couldn't come up. He was about a half a second late on making the grab.
Jacob Kelly back to punt for the Lions. And Seth coming back to catch it. Now I say Kelly's back there. Now they're having a meeting right there with 11 on the clock. Kelly's going to go out wide. And Birch is still moving people around with 5, 4, 3, 2. He takes it. He's looking to try and get a first down. He throws it short. Man, he catches it right there at the 42. Down to the 40. He broke away. Down to the 36. Still trying to get away down to the 35.
I think he was stopped on the initial lick, Joe. But he got away from the two or three tacklers that were trying to corral him. And finally, he's forced out of bounds. Never was tackled.
Junior Thompson, that man was. He got away, as Gary said, from a couple of guys. Got across the 40 down to the 36, it looks like. It'll be a first and 10. What a play right there, Harper, to change it like in the last 10 seconds and go and get the first down.
Exactly. You're running out of time. You put a punter back there. You change at the last second. You point everything to the left that, hey, we're be alert, and then you throw it to the right.
Yep.
Well done.
First down to 36. Just underway here in the second quarter. Birch going to pitch out late to Kohler. Kohler around the far side gets knocked down.
Wow.
Good tackle
nice
on the
tackle.
Far side down inside around the 32-yard line it'll be. Gets about
Riker
four.
Kohler on the run around the left
Seth
side.
Cummings in on the tackle.
Lions will have second and five.
For Athens Christian.
Well, Birch did a great job of drawing two defenders to him and then pitching it at the last second. Once again, he probably took a nice little wallop. He got hit, but he pitched it to Kohler, and again, he runs hard. And a nice tackle by Seth Cummings, 5-yard pickup.
Oh, ball hit the ground, but Birch picks it up. He's going to get tackled in the backfield. He's still carrying it out there like a loaf of bread, fellas.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary just for me up here. And I'm not a coordinator.
Well, good job there by Wyatt Rolander, number 69. He's playing offensive tackle, and he's one of those big old boys there, Gary. He's as tall as anybody out there on that field.
And I think it was Rosa who finally corralled him. What that does is even though he recovered it, it enabled the defense to catch up to him because he's still got to pick it up. Once he drops it, you got to take that second and a half to pick it back up, and by that time the defense is on you.
Four wide outs, two on either side, ball basically in the middle of the field. Birch squats down, takes the snap.
Third and 10.
Dykes is back there. It's third down and 10, looking to throw. Got a man open down there. It's Thompson. And it's going to be incomplete. There's a little contact, but it's off the fingertips of
that was Cummings,
Seth Cummings. Yep, yeah, Seth Cummings and Junior Thompson back there.
He could have slapped it away. I think that's a good no call because I think that call could have gone either way.
Yep,
offensive or defensive pass interference. So Cummings did a good job there at the very last to kind of slap that ball away.
Yeah, if Cummings didn't try to slap it away, he might have caught it because it was closer to him than it was to Thompson. Fourth down now and 10. They went for it the last time when they were further away. They're going to go for it again.
Ball's at the 36. They're up by 11 with 9:58 left in the first half. Rolls out to this side, does Chiari. Chiari looks, going to throw it right over the top, complete to Thompson. Thompson down inside to 25, and I believe he's got a first down. Junior Thompson caught it, and that's a first down.
That's two fourth down conversions on this drive.
Yep, Aiden Ashworth gets the tackle, and it is a first down. 14-yard gain.
Probably shows you the confidence Coach Lee Coleman has in his offense.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Buford up on Central Cornet. About three scores. Banks County on Providence Christian, 7-0. Christian Dykes in the backfield. Single setback, and then he's got number 14 up there, Jacob Kelly, at H-back. Wide outs are going to go in and around on the far side. Pitch to Dorsey. Dorsey trying to cut inside. He does, and he's going to get tackled over there on the far side. Gets about 3, maybe 4 yards before being brought down that time by number 3, Hudson Mize.
Well, I think help over there. I think it was 23 Westbrook also on that play.
On the carry. He'll gain 4 for the Lions. It'll be
a couple
six.
Other scores of interest. East Side on top of East Forsyth, 14-0 in a region game. Pickens County on top of Johnson, 21-0. Christian Dykes in the backfield. Right on the right hand side of his quarterback. Birch takes the snap. Backs up a bunch of steps looking to throw. He does a little screen pass over to Kohler. He's ridden down from behind. That was number 14, Kelly, that time. And ridden down from behind by, I think that was number six.
Yeah,
Hayden Ashworth.
Ashworth had him and just grabbed him from behind right around the waist. Looked like he was going to take him down with a wrestling move and just took him to the turf, which is natural turf.
Back
by
to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 now. Loss of four on the play. 8:29. Yeah, Gary was commenting that he really likes this natural turf. It's a lot softer on the knees and legs for him.
He didn't say it, but I know deep down he's thinking if he had his pitching wedge or maybe a three iron, he might hit a couple balls through the goalpost at halftime for us.
I hear you. Third down and 10. Three wideouts on the far side, one on the near side. Dykes over to the right of his quarterback. Birch looking to pass. He's got a man coming on him. Got two men coming on him. Rolls out to the far side. Looking to pass. Throws one up high and deep over the head of Junior Thompson. Yeah, Junior and one of the Athens Christian guys was right there together and went up and went right over. Might have basically touched their fingertips.
Might have been Bryson Campbell back there with him. You know, Birch does something funny. He doesn't clap or move his hands or nod his head.
Down.
He squats down.
Yep.
And after he does that, that's the signal for the center to snap the ball when he's lined up in the shotgun.
Yeah, he touches the ground in between his feet, and when he stands back up, the center knows to snap the ball to him. It's an interesting timing. They don't use a clap. They don't say anything.
Oh, now they're going to try a field goal.
Try a field goal right here. Number 15, Bora Oshlik will attempt to kick.
Spot 28, Joe. Yep. The 38-yard
38-yard attempt. And we've got going to have to be a timeout. Yeah, timeout Lakeview as the play clock was running out.
Yeah, you don't want to add any more yardage to that when you're trying to field goal.
Looking right here, Joe. GAC is now leading Pike County 14-7 early second quarter.
You got second year over Johns Creek 14-0. Scroll on down here and get some local
scores. Joe, that would be Tony Lottie's first region win ever as second year if they could win.
Fannin County on top of Aramoochee. 14-0. Commerce 28-7 over Oglethorpe. Hart County 14-7 over East Jackson. Athens
Academy
Spartans 13. Elbert County 7. 12-0. Dawson over Chestertee. Alcovia and Appalachia tied at 7. Jackson County on top of Winder Barra 7-0. Lumpkin over North Hall still 3-0 is what I have.
And last night it was Cherokee Bluffer being undefeated with 17-10 win over Oconee County.
Big win for Coach Tommy Jones' team last night for sure. Well, here they are. I'm going to try and kick it. You've got Bora Oshlik and Kiari Birch will hold it at the 28 from the near hash mark.
Always got to be
snap
aware of a fake.
The hole, the kick is up, and it's long enough, and it is hooking in there. Good!
Stay
17-3.
Just inside the left upright. I mean, just inside.
17-3 with 7:52 remaining.
And we're back at 1 minute from Lakeview Academy here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And before we have the kickoff, we'll join the broadcast in progress here. Breaking news here exclusively on 97.5 Glory FM. Ken Stanford is working on the news story with Gainesville City officials. There has been a plane crash at Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport. Just has happened. There have been 5 people who have been injured in that plane crash. We'll find out more details about the condition of the injury and also what caused the plane crash and about maybe some traffic delays maybe there on Queen City Parkway there at Aviation, but a plane has crashed at Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport. More details go online to our website, WGTJradio.com.
Thank you, Mike, for that breaking news. Thoughts and prayers out to everyone involved in that. The kickoff went to Seth Cummins, and he returned it all the way out to about the 28-yard line from inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles with 7:41 here in the quarter. A couple of wideouts far side, one guy in a hatch position. Going to come out here, hand off to Bowley. Bowley trying to get away from a guy. Guy gets a hold of him, trying to strip it out, get across the 35 all the way down to, that's going to be Ricky Brown. Finally pulls him down around the 37-yard line.
And Birch in on that, too, so they've got their quarterback playing a little DB.
Yeah, 9-yard gain. It'll be second down and one. We've got to get to the 39.
We had a quarterback that wound up playing as a defensive back for VMI on scholarship way back in the day. So quarterback's one of your better athletes.
Virginia Military Institute.
Yep.
For those that don't know. Second down, about two to go. Quarterback Bryson rolls out, going to give it to Bolig again. Bolig come over to this side, going to be stood up and pushed out of bounds around the 46-yard line. That was number, you know, Bolig's DJ Whitcomb, one of the couple of biggest guys on the team for Lakeview. Wrestles him down.
Yeah, Whitcomb's a big fella.
Get down to the 46. It'll be a first down for the Eagles with 6:50 left here in the first half. 9-yard gain.
Same play two times, Joe. They ran to the left-hand side. They're liking that. If they go to it again, you got to figure that Lakewood's going to try to adjust and show something. Here we go. Fake it, and they're going to roll out to the
right. Pass of Burr Bryson on the far side. Oh, it's incomplete in his hands. The D-back, number six, came up there, Keelan Harper, and knocked him, hit him just as the ball got there and knocked the ball loose for an incomplete pass. Good job by Keelan that time, fellas, to come up and hit him just as the ball got there to knock it loose, or it would have been gain of about five or six.
Dalton Haymans has been one of those guys that he's been close to getting the ball, and they're going to try to expose him now and get him out there and get a touch. Ball hits him in the hands, but as you said, Joe, good tackle there by Lakewood, force incompletion, second down and 10.
Ball's a 46, four wideouts, two the near, two the far. Ball's on the near hash mark. Cummins in motion. Going to fake it to him, throws it high. Number 11, Bryson Campbell. And he fakes the man out, goes to the 45, running parallel.
Gets
going the far side to 40, the 35, and a man comes up and sticks him right there around the 32-yard line. 32, it was down at the 46. 23-yard gain.
Yep. And Keelan Harper was the man who finally tracked him down. He had a little bit of a convoy there for a while, didn't he? Some of those great big wide bodies were out there trying to lead the way for him, but Harper wove his way through the would-be blockers and finally wrestled him down, but not before they got a first down in Lion territory.
Running kind of northwest or from southeast to northwest as you look at the field here. Back to pass, throws it over on the far side. A guy out of bounds catches it. Well, actually bounces off his hands.
He dropped it. Number 77. That's why he's number 77. If he catches it, we're going to give you a lower number.
We're going to put him on the line there.
That's right. Well, maybe a higher number. But
you'll hang out with Gary until he catches a bad ball.
Second down now. And 10. Ball is at the 32-yard line. 5:57 in the quarter. Lakeview up by two touchdowns. 17-3. Birch hands off to Bowling. Bowling trying to come around the near side. Bowling still trying. Man had a hold of him and pulls him down. That was number 9. Pulls him down. That's Hayden Williamson. Yeah. Pulls him down for the tackle, loss of a yard.
Bowling slow getting up with the ankle, Gary.
Yeah. He had him held, and then I think Brown and Birch came and just leveled him, finished him off. He was slowing him down. He was hanging on to him. That's what you teach kids, you know. You say if you can't get a full good form tackle, get yourself a handful of jersey and hold them till somebody can come help you.
Well, I'm going to be that ant in ointment, as all our Georgia fans that are listening tonight. I'll just go ahead and tell you, if Georgia don't hang on tomorrow when they start tackling, it's going to be a long afternoon for the Bulldogs. Bryson throws over the middle. Look at that. Hit him right as the ball got there at the 35-yard line. Holy cow, what a play by the defense.
Yeah, but Ricky Brown not going to let him go any further. That was number 11 with the catch, Bryson Campbell.
Yep.
They set up the screen, didn't they? Boy, everybody was letting the defense go through, setting up that screen pass, and it falls into his hands. He completes it, but Rick Brown did a great job of stopping it.
In fact, he was wrestling for the ball for a moment there, Harper. It looked like they were fighting for the ball.
Fourth down, about 14 now. Ball will be placed right on the 35. 4:38 left in the half. We'll have homecoming festivities after the after the
Are you going to have some more coaching tips on what UGA has to do tomorrow?
Well, they need to score every time they touch the football.
Every time they
Time they touch the football.
So they're going to get like
We're going to have a flag coming back. I don't know, illegal substitution. Yeah, delay of game is what we got on the offense.
Joseph, first penalty of the ball game, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah, it is, Mike. That's the first yellow flag I remember. How about that?
That's the reason it's been pretty quick, even though that first quarter took forever.
We're going to have one or two penalties a half. We need to come in more often, Mike. Fourth down now, about 18 yards to go, 19 yards to go, it looks like. Clock turns.
And starting to get a little chilly on the sideline.
I'm going to have to put my coat on at halftime. I'm going to make it till then, I think, and then I'll be done. The kicker out there, Junior Thompson's back to catch it. Louis Pia's back to catch it. It's going to come down, hit the ground, and number two, Junior's going to let it roll into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and it'll come out to the 20-yard line to start the next possession for Lakeview.
Well, I'll give him credit for a 40-yard punt. Yep. What he would rather have had was a 39-yard punt.
Exactly. You know, you got to be pretty confident, does Junior Thompson right there, to make sure it doesn't just stop and check up at the 2-yard line or something. You know, he just kind of saw a hit and got away from it, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he had eyeballs on it, and there were people coming all down, but he was – what could you do by that point? Even if you can't really stop and grab it and try to pick it up and run with it. Well, I guess you could, but probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Dawson County 20-0 over Chester T now. Kiari Birch with Dykes beside him. Going to hand off to him. Going to try and go right through the middle, I believe. Was that Kelly or was that Dykes again? That was Riker Kohler that time. Excuse me, missed them both. Kohler going to get about six, 4 second down and two, four now. Ball's out to the 25-yard line.
Joe, I got a surprising score for you.
Yep.
Chattahoochee and Gainesville are tied at seven, almost halfway through the second quarter.
That? Oh, that pass is way high. Intended was Nashawn Dorsey right there, and he threw it way over his head. I said, it is a surprising score with Chattahoochee there, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he was throwing that to the female photographer here on the sidelines. That one sailed.
You know, from where you are, when he sprinted out, if you just sprinted that direction, you might have had a chance at a diving catch.
I think I could have got that ball. But you know what? I'm not
Harper
gonna do that.
I would have pulled our phones out and taken pictures for sure. There's no doubt about
it. But you hear how close we are to the field.
And we would have given you a lower number, Gary.
Third down, about 4 yards to go. Low snap. He gets it. Hands off to his running Kohler. Back, Kohler. Kohler is going to be across the 30. Down to about the 35. It'll be a first down for the Lions.
Well, you better wrap these lines running back up. Because
they
if you don't,
hard, don't they?
They're going to get another 4 yards on you, and that's exactly what happened then.
3:16, got 8 yards on the carry and a first down. Ball's out to the 34-yard line. 17-3, the Lions lead. Christian Dykes in the backfield. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Dykes gets the handoff. Jumps across a guy, trying to go through. He pulls away from one guy, gets out to the 40. Wow.
What I just said.
Yep.
That's a tough 5 yards right there.
And that is tough. He got hit right there at the line of scrimmage, Gary. And like you said, he rolled around, kind of pirouette, came towards us and pulled a guy. And the second guy had to come in and knock him down at the 39 after a 4-yard gain.
Hey, I'm going to – well, almost five. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that play every time.
Heck yeah.
In two runs, you're pretty close to a first down, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Second down. About six to go. Short six, long five. Christian Dykes in the backfield. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Squats down, does Birch. Birch going to hand off that. No, he's going to pass this time. Throws it right on the top. Got around. Junior at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lions! 60-yard pitch and catch for Lakeview. To put it up 23-3.
61.
Wow.
Nice play action, right, Joe?
Yes.
Everyone thought you were going to give the ball to Dykes, including the linebackers, and that just allows a little bit of a gap, and he has all that room. The whole side of the field, there wasn't a safety over there, and Junior Thompson, with a nice catch in stride, is able to take it from about the 20-yard line, and, yep, absolutely,
perfectly.
He scores right in the middle of the field.
Perfectly placed, as you said, Harper. Caught it in stride, never had to break stride, at a full gallop, and takes it 61 yards to the house.
Kiari Birch will hold. Oshelik will attempt the extra point, almost blocked, but Oshelik gets it up, and it will be just inside the upright. 24-3. Lakeview leads with 2:11 left here in the first half.
And more coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at Lakeview Academy, got a score from Dahlonega, Mike. Trojans finally get on the board with a long drive and a two-point conversion. They lead Lumpkin 8-3 with a minute 20 left in the first half. Thanks to Steve Armour, our buddy from North Hollies, up watching the game tonight.
By the way, that last touchdown, that only took 41 seconds off the play clock from the last score.
Oshalik to kick off. Oh, it's going to be like almost like an onside kick. They're going to kick it, going to roll. His man's going to pick it up. He should let it go out of bounds. It's still going to be around the 35. He recovered it over there on the far side.
I think he was afraid somebody from Lakeview was going to pounce on the ball.
Might get in there. 83, Cody Lewis, it looks like, stayed on it. Be right on the 35-yard line. You're right, Gary. He might have been afraid because the dark blue shirt was in a hurry down that way.
Lion fans, look forward to seeing everyone again next week. We have senior night. Look forward to honoring our seniors as well as...
Yeah, it wasn't a squib kick. I thought at first, well, boy, he missed it badly. But no, I think it was a design kick. Give it to one of those big bodies. He's not going to get very far. We'll tackle him if he tries to. But he went in the fetal position, and he just got his hands underneath it, made sure that nobody else took it away from him.
After the last guy returned it out there like they did, I'm sure they will not have such a return. They get it out to Bryson. Bryson, one man misses him, and then the next guy is going to knock him down up around the 35, so no gain on it there. And Ricky Brown, again, we've called his name about six or eight times already.
Ricky Brown is a fighter.
Yeah.
He throws some punches out there. He can hit you hard.
And he's all over the field, too.
Forced fumble tonight.
Ricky Brown and Landon Beasley in on the play.
All over the place, as Gary says. Second down, 10.
He's been introducing himself, hasn't he, to every one of the Athens Christians' young men that's wearing a white jersey tonight. Goodness gracious.
Three wideouts, two on the near side. Ball on the floor, hash mark. Bryson takes it, going to keep it himself. Try to go up the middle and only going to get about 3 yards, maybe four out to the 39. Now they're saying 38, 39-yard line and got a timeout. Lakeview, they want the ball back
guys. I want to put them away.
Yep. Junior Thompson in on the tackle.
Eagles run again about two. Ricky Brown,
a linebacker position.
And also remember, Lakeview gets the ball to start the third quarter.
Right.
There.
That's exactly right. Coach Coleman's wanting a 2-for-1 right here, calling his second timeout. 1:25 remaining here in the first half. 85 seconds. They lead it 24-3.
That lead's looking for a running clock in the second half too.
Well, who are you going to put in?
Yeah.
Mike, you don't have enough guys on the sideline to give anybody a break, right? Nobody gets a breather.
Exactly.
But it might be nice to let some of those young guys play, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And right now it's 3rd and 5 and 1:25 left. They want it back. They want to take it down there again.
What was that last drive, Gary, about 14 seconds?
Well, yeah, they got it. They scored. Let me look at my notes right quick.
60
they scored
yards.
With like 2:52, I think. On the clock, and then they came back after, Athens Christian was ineffective. Yeah, 2:52 they scored on that field goal by Oselik, and then they scored at 2:11 on 60 yards from Burch to Junior Thompson. So didn't take a whole lot of time.
Trey Bolick is the quarterback. 3rd down, 5 yards to go. No, he's a running back, excuse me.
That's going to be
Bryson, they got an offside, so they're giving the first down.
Yep.
That was Jackson Kohler. Jackson
Kohler jumped off.
Must have been
a little excited there. Offsides are going to knock them up 5 yards right there and probably give them a first down. It'll be really nice. May not. Let's see how close it is.
They're all excited about it. Let's see if it's close. You know, we won't see
them. One of the linemen's pointing, saying it is, and referee saying no, third and about a foot on the far side.
I'm not listening to my linemen. tell me whether or not it's a first down.
Yeah, exactly. the white hat, I think, is signaling.
Now they're saying first down.
First down now.
Well, okay.
Well, what happened? They probably changed the snap count up, and you're all excited, and then you're used to hearing watching this ball snap on the first hut, the first hit, the first go, or whatever their snap count they use, and you probably hit on the second one. And so Lakeview gives them a first down.
First down at 10, ball's at the 44-yard line. Bryson looking to throw it over here. He gets it over to number 11, Bryson Campbell. Does Bryson, the quarterback, his last name, so Bryson to Campbell. And gets about 4 yards. Second down and 6, ball will be marked out at the 48-yard line.
I think Hayden Williamson hit him immediately.
67 seconds and running here in the first half. Lakeview up by 3 scores, 3 wideouts. Bolick. Now the running back, or Bryson's going to take it to quarterback across midfield.
He's 40, got room.
30, 20, 10, 10, 5.
Nope, he stepped out.
Out at the 2.
Him out at the, yep,
out at the 2 is what the referee was right there on top of it. And Lakeview, all they could do is just push him out of bounds right there. Looked like Hayden Williamson just pushed him out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
Well, they picked up a block on the edge by one of the big linemen out there that also gave somebody a shove and might have just sprung him that 5 yards he needed to get a little acceleration, a little separation between him and one of the defenders.
46-yard pickup, Harper tells me.
They go with some bigger bodies, a lot bigger. Bolick, it will be in a – it's not an I formation. They're going to have 2 fullbacks.
A couple loaded backfield right there, everybody in tight, first and goal from the 2.
Wide receivers come out.
Call it the
3.
Call it the 3, Joe.
3-yard line.
Yeah, it's a 3. Now they're going to move it and put it on the 2.
And they're – now they move it down a yard.
Now it's inside the 2.
Gotcha.
You still go – well – May have to call that the 1.
Ask the offensive lineman. They'll tell you exactly where to put it.
That's the
talk to the
ACS. Marshall referees, aren't they? Moving it up.
Yeah.
From last night.
You heard that?
I did. A flip-flop, quarterback's under center, goes across, pushes
smart
the
play.
Lineman.
What a smart play.
And he will have the touchdown for the Eagles. He just pushed right in there behind that big lineman. Looked like Jordan Rosa, maybe Justin Liu, Isaac McCurry pushed behind that big line. They got the touchdown, their first touchdown of the evening. Makes it 24-9, awaiting the extra point attempt. Got number 5, Leighton Bryson. The quarterback will set it down. And...
he's a holder, and he's also coaching right now, making sure that they got everybody in the right spot.
Yep. Got Lewis Pius will be doing the kicking. They're going to go for 2, and he comes out to this side. Man tried to wrap him up, and they knock him down, but he's going to get the 2 points. It's good.
Yeah, fell into it.
Yep, fell into it. It's on 24-11. How about that? Did a little man came off the end right there. Got pitched to him in. The quarterback, Bryson, who was the holder, and he came around the near side, almost got tackled for the loss.
Well, both teams have quarterbacks that are the holder, and I was thinking, you know, maybe Lakeview has an opportunity at one point if they needed it, but they've scored so much that they've just gone for 1. But interesting way to get yourself an extra point. They went for it. They got it. It wasn't a swinging gate, but it was a result that was pretty close. 2-point conversion.
37.6 seconds now.
24-11.
24-11. They've cut it to a 2-score lead as Athens Christian. Maybe you'll get it one more time. Let's see what they can do with it. And we know they can score in a hurry. They saw them do that a minute ago with that long pitch and catch they had for 60 yards.
And they got timeouts too, Joe.
Yep, they got 1 left. No, they got 2 left according to the scoreboard up there. See what they do right here as the kicker, Pius, will put it down. Back to catch it. He's got Junior Thompson and number 5, Christian Dykes, are the deep men standing at the 15. high short kick going to come down. Thompson will take it, and he drops it. Thompson's got to get over there. He picks it up, trying to get away from a man. He does, and he goes around the far side.
Uh-oh.
To the 20, the 25, the 30, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45. Did he run out of bounds? I think he did on the far side. Wow. Boy, he made some lemonade out of that lemon for sure, fellas, as he dropped it. Scampered, picked it up, and took off to the far side of the field up the Athens Christian sideline and got all the way across midfield to about the 44-yard line of the Eagles.
You know, believe it or not, the timing gets all messed up on your coverage when a ball is dropped and you get in your lanes in a different spot. Mm-hmm. And if you're just able to get around one guy, usually there's nobody around.
Yep.
And so Junior Thompson takes advantage of that situation, gets it out past midfield. They mark it at the 48-yard line.
Kiari Birch.
You got plenty of time with 25 seconds and two timeouts. Is that right?
Yep. Christian Dykes is behind him. Four wideouts. Three on the far side. Ball basically in the middle of the field. Birch takes it. Comes over here to Thompson. Thompson catches it. Going to lateral it back, and he's going to get tackled. That's going to be number five. He got lateraled right there to number five that time.
Dykes.
Hook and ladder?
Yeah, it was a hook and ladder play is what that was, I think, wasn't it? He caught it and then he flipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, some call it the hook and ladder roll. Yeah, I call it the hook and ladder. That's what we'll call it, right? Yeah, we're going to call it the hook and ladder. And they got about an extra 5 yards with that. Good job.
And it's second down about four. Timeout. Nope, and that'll be – they're letting the clock – wait a minute.
No.
They let it run, but I think they're going to have to reset it. Yeah, he's telling me what to reset it to. I think it was close to 15 seconds maybe. Let's see. It's on 8.7 now. Let's see what they'll reset it to.
Well, we'll give Connor Zwirn the credit for the tackle because he wasn't fooled by that. But that's something we hadn't seen very often there, Edgar.
We don't see that one unless it's the last second play at the end of the game with one score separating them or something.
Well, what if we see one of those tomorrow and the University of Georgia scores a touchdown on that?
If we score a touchdown, okay? I'll be a fan of it real quick, that's for sure.
Just checking. I want your scouting report.
Yep.
Joe's scouting report.
Hey, I'm getting to actually in person go watch a Division I college football game tomorrow between Georgia Tech and Notre Dame.
You're going to the game?
I am. My cousins are big, huge, not just big, but huge Notre Dame fans.
Big and huge?
I'm picking.
I'm sorry, with the former coach?
I'm picking Notre Dame, but they better be careful.
No, not that side.
Okay.
The other side.
The other side.
Notre Dame fans. Birch has it, throws it over here to Thompson. Thompson's going to step out at the 35.
Oh, smart play, Joe.
At 4.5, got the first down.
They ought to put 2 seconds back on the clock.
10.5 seconds.
They let it run a little bit more after he stepped out of bounds. Yeah,
Birch's arm is strong enough here to where I like his chances. If he backs up any, he's still within about the 45-yard line. His feet right now, he's at the 44. Mm-hmm. Now he's at the 45.
As long as he doesn't lose track of the time like the Ohio State quarterback did the other night.
For real. Snap. Birch is going to squat down. He'll take the snap. Looking, he's going to go over here to Thompson again. Thompson will catch it and fall out of bounds at the 31, so I don't think he gained. Did he?
4 yards.
Okay. Yeah, he was at the 34, got down to the 30, so it'll be second down and six with 6 seconds exactly left.
If I'm Athens Christians, I'll let them do that for the rest of the half. I just keep everything in front of you.
That's right.
I would think they would go the distance on this one with only 6 seconds left. And my cousins from Columbus are big Notre Dame fans. Of course, they're Irish, part of them are. Christian Dykes in the backfield now.
You don't have to be Irish to be a Notre Dame fan.
I was when my man was there as a coach. Birch looking to pass. Got a man over the middle. Yeah. Incomplete. He throws it short as the clock runs out.
There's a flag.
Is there a flag? Let's see if it's going to be offense or defense.
Hang on.
Roughing the quarterback.
I think we have the distance.
Holding against.
Yeah, it's going to be holding on the offense and it'll be declined. It'll be declined, and that'll be the end of your half. 24-11, Lakeview at the half.
And Gary's going to talk to Coach Lee Coleman. He knows you're down there, Gary.
See if we can grab something with him right quick. Get ready to take it to the... He's doing a little coaching here. Do a little coaching here at the end of the half, Coach.
Yes, sir. Working on situational football here at the end of the half. We gave up a big touchdown and a drive that we shouldn't have gave up. We had them 3rd and 5. We jumped off sides. And then at the end, 6 seconds, telling my quarterback, they moved up. Throw the shot. If we don't get it, we still can go to field goal.
Yep, right. But overall, other than that last kind of cheap touchdown like you were talking about right there, pretty good half for you here, both offense, defense, and special teams.
Yes, we've been running the football well. We threw it a little bit, but I like to run. We got to just keep our physicality running the football. Defensively, we've got to contain the quarterback. He's their biggest threat. We got to go watch the film, see what at halftime, what adjustments we got to make to stop the quarterback because he's the most dangerous guy to have.
Yeah, I've noticed that he's got the option down pretty good.
He does, man. He does a great job on a little jet sweep. He fake it like they're getting there to get everybody flowing, and he cut right underneath because he's small, so it makes it hard to watch. Hard to see.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck second half. All right, there you go, Coach.
All right, halftime here from Lakeview Academy. It's the Lions on top of the Athens Christian Eagles by a score of 24-11. Coming up next, it's the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle program, energy efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And here at halftime at Lakeview Academy, it is the Lions on top of Athens Christian in this big GIAA game as Lakeview Academy celebrates homecoming, leading here at halftime 24-11. We're going to go back to our studios with the news team and Nathan Laddie standing by to update you on that breaking story we have exclusively for you here on 97.5 Glory FM with the plane crash over Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport. Nathan?
Thank you, Mike. In a release from the Gainesville Police Department, emergency crews responded to the airport for a reported crash at around 6:30 p.m. The preliminary investigation indicates the male pilot may have had a medical issue in the air, causing his passenger to have to land the plane. Upon approach, the plane took a nosedive and struck the runway. The pilot was transported in critical condition to NEGMC. The passenger was transported to NEGMC for evaluation. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. More details will be posted on WGTJradio.com when they become available. Back to you, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much, Nathan. We'll update you throughout the evening here on that breaking story for you here with that plane crash at Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport. Here at halftime, it's L.A. on top of Athens Christian, 24-11. Guys, what do you think about this first half?
And from my perspective, I'm very impressed with Lakeview Academy. The defense is swarming everywhere. The offense has taken advantage of the turnover they had. They score. They can score in a hurry. And Birch looks like the real deal out there, Harper. He runs the ball well, finds his holes, and he throws the ball effectively.
Yeah, for a program that's just beginning or just kind of spreading its wings out a little bit, you had a quarterback that can RPO it as well as anybody. He can keep it. He can throw it. He's got to work on his accuracy a little bit, but you've got some guys that are running, which means your offensive line is doing a good job as well. So I'm very pleased if I'm Lakewood right now at where my program is here with eight games into it. You got two more before the playoffs start. And as Mike said in the pregame, you're going against a lot of quad A's, so you're playing against a little bit higher level competition. I kind of like my chances when playoffs begin.
Well, and with that, too, if they win this ball game, they make history by winning their eighth game of the season. No team in Lakeview Academy history has ever won eight games. Then they're back here next Friday. The schedule has been changed. Loganville Christian has moved their game up here, and they're going to switch dates this year, next year. So Loganville Christian will play here next week. It'll be senior night for the Lions. Then the following week, they will have the first week off on November the 1st because of the hurricane, how it affected Central and East Central Georgia. So they won't play on November the 1st. And then on November, it looks like right now if the score remains the same here, they'll be back here for the quarterfinal round of the GIAA state playoffs. They use the power rankings in the GIAA, and they go 1 through 8. And right now, Lakeview's trying to be one of the top four teams to get a home berth in this game right here, and especially one next week against Loganville Christian. They should be back here coming up on November the 8th.
Yeah, and you mentioned also, Mike, the traveling, some of the other teams that are playoff bound
yep.
in this classification are quite a ways away. So, yeah, I'd rather get to play here at home, obviously, play on the grass. That would make Gary a lot happier, I'm
sure.
Well,
think about it too, Harper, is that, you know, we talk about the success, and Joe and I were down in Columbus back the 1st of March when the Lakeview girls and boys won the Class AAA State Basketball Championship. And then you see how success filters on to other sports, and you see here what they can do here is, okay, you had to win three ball games to win a state championship. You go from the Elite Eight to Final Four to the state championship, then they got an outstanding chance of winning another state championship here.
Yeah, I think, Mike, you hit the nail on the head when a good football team, for example, and that's one of the first sports to play, then your softball team, they want to come out and go. And if the game, if they're winning, then it can trickle down. It doesn't always, but it can trickle down and help the other of the basketball, both men's and women's. If you have a volleyball program, your swim team, all these different athletics can feed off the success of others, and that helps build a tradition where other kids say, you know, I really like this school. I want to go here. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the homecoming and all the great things that are going on this campus.
Well, you see what you and Dave Cohen see at Georgia State, and we see it on the local level at North Georgia, the University of North Georgia. You have a two-time softball national championship team. You have a men's basketball team that goes to a Final Four. You have different sports, soccer, with even rifle, they are successful, and it just breathes everything there. Lumpkin County High is a prime example. Nobody thought about Lumpkin County being a powerhouse in anything until David Downs had that state championship girls basketball team a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then you see now what Heath Webb's able to do in 2 years. Joe, here's a fact for you here, that the senior class at Lumpkin County has won more games than any other senior class in school history. And you think about it, where they came from. Last year's senior class that we saw going to the state playoffs, their freshman year, they were 0-10.
Yep.
Then they went 10-0 last year, and now these seniors this year are part of that growth there in the program since Heath West has been the head coach in his third year there. And we'll see what happens tonight in the second half. Is right now they trail North Hall 8-3 at halftime up in Dahlonega. Also, Dawson County on top of Chesity 20-0 at halftime. Get this, the Tigers have not allowed a point, Joe, in six straight quarters.
I was thinking that they shut out to White County last week.
They did, 14-0
on that one.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty big stat right there for Dawson County.
Also, you got right now Walnut Grove on top of Flyer Branch 14-7, and this is an important game for the Falcons. Winner of that game will probably be the number four team in Region 8, Quad 8 again. In Quad A, Quinte, and 6A, they don't go by the power rankings. They go by the old-fashioned way of 1 through 4 each region going to the state playoffs. So the Falcons need to win that game coming up this evening. Guess about the scores?
Yep, Pickens County over Johnson 35-6. East Side over East Forsyth 28-0. Hart County leading East Jackson 21-10. Fannin County over Armoochie 42-0 at the half. Go back up here and get some local ones.
Last time I heard Gainesville was on top of Chattahoochee 14-7.
It did not have that one on here. Okay, thank you, Mike. Heben Christian on Stevens County 28-0. Banks County, how about this? Banks County on top of Providence Christian at the half 19-0. That's a
big lead for the Leopards there.
Big win right there. Buford wearing Central Gwinnett out there. They'll have a running clock. Even if they play the second half, 50-0 already at halftime.
Woo.
Denmark on South Forsyth, 19-0. Seckinger, 35-0 over Johns Creek. Jackson County, 10-0 over Wandamera. Appalachia, 7-7 with Alcovey. As you said, North Hall leads Lumpkin, 8-3. And Dawson County, 20-0 over Chesterton. And Commerce, 42-7 over Oglethorpe County at the half.
And GAC on top of White County, 14-7. And a big one there for the Warriors also, see what they can do in the second half of play. We got much more for you coming up next. It's homecoming here at Lakeview Academy with a score. Lakeview Academy Lions 24, the Athens Christian Eagles 11. We're back with more of the United Community Halftime Report coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
It's time for our sports medicine update from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine.
97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia sports. We're talking with Dr. Brett Meeks, one of the surgeons from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. And Dr. Meeks, good to have you with us here once again. Let's talk about some of the common injuries that not only the young athlete, but also someone older and might experience. And could you need your help, please?
Thanks for having me, Mike. Yeah, so again, you know, when we talk about younger athletes, a lot of times the injuries that we're seeing are we see some ACL tears, we see meniscus injury, and we also see shoulder injuries from dislocations, so we see shoulder instability patients, and we operate on all those folks with arthroscopic surgery and try to get them stabilized and or get their, you know, ACL reconstructed and get them back to sport. And older folks, you know, also seeing a lot of injuries as well. I treat patients with rotator cuff tears. I also treat patients with shoulder arthritis and do shoulder replacement surgery. And so a lot of times trying to get patients back to what they love, and usually that involves some level of sporting activity, but, you know, not always. You know, sometimes patients injure themselves in the course of work, and they're really just, you know, trying to get back to work. And so we take care of those folks as well, and kind of spans the whole gamut, really.
All right, the first quick question is, will a younger athlete, say in their teens, who may have an injury in a high school sport, once you correct their problem and they go through NGPG, are they more likely maybe to have problems later on in life, sir?
I think that's kind of specific to the injury, but I think I would say a younger person, as long as they don't put off being seen and have a delay in their care where, you know, maybe they're doing further injury to their knee or shoulder, I think that, you know, those folks, if we're able to get to them in an appropriate timeline, we can sort of help prevent those injuries later in life. But certainly there's some injuries that can happen, whether it's the knee or the shoulder, that can predispose you for some level of arthritis, you know, down the road. But there's really certainly no crystal ball or no timeline that says that those patients will have that. I think it's just a possibility based on the initial injury.
All right, how about someone like myself who's older in life, okay, and then your joints just start wearing out on you? How can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I see a lot of folks that have some arthritis, whether that's knee or shoulder arthritis, and we always try to start conservative, and there's certainly a lot of treatment options, whether that's over-the-counter medications, including, you know, anti-inflammatories and Tylenol. There's also a lot of topical creams that can help. Certainly icing and heating are initial treatment options. And there's also injections that we do to help people. And, you know, as far as injections, you know, there's options for cortisone. There's sort of gel injections that can help with knee arthritis. And then there's some injections called PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. And, you know, at least in the knee, there's some good data to support that. So I think there's a lot of sort of non-operative options. And certainly, you know, when we talk about getting older and playing recreational sports and doing those things, it's always good to, you know, certainly warm up and stretch and kind of have a progression of activity, as opposed to sort of, you know, I guess, being a couch potato and then saying, you know, I'm gonna go, you know, play a huge round of tennis here and injure yourself. So, I mean, we try to talk to people about that as well. So I think those are all ways that we can help people short of surgery.
All right. How about when it comes to surgery, like for someone who is older and say their knees are just gone out or their shoulder's gone out and you got, say, bone on bone, how do you help them?
Yeah, so using the shoulder as an example, so somebody that comes in, it's, and some of this depends on, you know, how old that patient is. There's different procedures in the shoulder, but, you know, we'd be talking about shoulder replacement most likely. And, you know, I think in the properly indicated patients, those patients are very happy after having a shoulder replacement and sort of getting some motion back and you know, not having that bone-on-bone grinding and pain. So it can certainly provide tremendous relief. And by the same token, you know, in the knee, certainly there's knee replacement options, and we have, you know, adult reconstruction and knee and hip specialists within NGPG as well, and can certainly get you to the right person for that. But I think, you know, in the properly indicated patient, the arthroplasty or joint replacement procedures can be hugely beneficial.
All right, so tell me, how invasive, say, will the shoulder replacement surgery be?
So, yeah, it's shoulder replacement. When you say invasive, it's not the arthroscopic procedure. You know, the rotator cuff repairs and different things, shoulder instability surgery, you know, those are small poke holes where we're using the arthroscope and doing minimally invasive surgery. With the replacements, you know, we're not talking about a camera in the shoulder. We're talking about a, you know, incision over the front of the shoulder. So it's, you know, more of an open procedure because we have to get the parts in the shoulder, so to speak, and so a little bit bigger of an incision, but most people are not bothered by the cosmetic appearance of the incision in the front. That usually heals up just great, and like I said, people are very happy to not have that bone-on-bone pain, which can be tremendously painful.
Oh, absolutely. So how long would rehab be for that kind of surgery?
Yeah, so kind of the same timeline we talk about with that as far as the ACL goes. I mean, it's a full 9 to 12 month recovery, but I always tell patients they're usually getting back to the things that they enjoy doing by around 3 to 4 months. But again, full recovery is about 9 to 12 from all the aches and pains from a surgery like that.
I know you want to just relieve as much pain as possible in the patient.
That's correct.
All right, so you can go to NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. You can see Dr. Brett Meeks there. And tell everybody where you're located, sir.
Yeah, so I practice out of Medical Park 1. Off of Jesse Jewell in Gainesville. I see patients there about 2 to 3 days a week. And then also I practice in Dawsonville off of 453 in our location there as well. So happy to see anybody that needs their knee or shoulders looked at.
Well, looking forward to it, Dr. Meeks. Thank you so much for being with us. We got much more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game.
However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success. It takes a community. A united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
Hey, we're back here getting ready, 3 minutes away from the kickoff of the second half, with Lakeview Academy leading this GIAA game by a score of 24-11. If the Lions win, then they would improve to 8-0. Eight and one in the season. They have lost that one game, which was the Bethlehem Christian. They'd be 8-1 with one game left in the season, scheduled next week against Loganville Christian. Then they take the next week off and get ready for the playoffs coming up November 8th. But we mentioned it is homecoming. We've got Burt Parks up here. That's Gary Glenn, who's mentioning about homecoming. Gary, did you get the homecoming queen name by chance?
Maymay Shen, who was attired in a stunning split red gown. And she was at the 50-yard line just a few moments ago, and surrounded by the rest of the homecoming court, some of which Harper noted that one looked like a Christmas tree. She had so much sparkles. But she had a blue gown, and it was quite stunning.
Blue, green, red, some of them black. Shimmering.
There was a black dress.
Black dress. They just, now I tell you what, now they didn't want to get off the field. The referees came out and made them kind of shoo them off there. Now they're down here in the corner right past the end zone, more pictures.
I'm not sure high school girls when I was in high school were that glamorous.
No.
Not the ones that were around you, Gary. me either. And all these pictures. You see, I'm not a social media guy.
Well, no.
Right?
There was.
I would give my mom and dad a hard time if they wanted to take one picture. And today, in a world we live in where you better have 40 or 50.
And you've got it in your pocket.
Yep.
You got more picture taking capability in your phone than they had on those super Nikon things they used to shoot.
Now, I love him, but my dad could not take a picture because he would take half your head and either go too high or too low, and you'd wonder, who the heck is that? That's me. Yeah, he said, when I become president, you're going to have to learn how to operate a camera or else you're not going to get to use one. I'll put you behind bars if you use a camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Without knowing how to use it. Well, Dad, I'm going to put you're going to be the first one we're going to prosecute for that.
You know, we were talking about the beauty of these young ladies nowadays, and all of them are. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. My 4 years of high school at North Hall, we had the best looking cheerleaders in Hall County. There's no doubt in my mind.
You always had one or two.
Oh, we had.
That
we
were
had,
just.
We
you know,
had,
they were.
Had
they
nine.
Weren't. They weren't
Gary,
just. They weren't just pretty. They were like Farrah Fawcett kind of pretty.
Gainesville had three, and North Hall had nine. I'm just saying. Okay.
And Joe knew them all.
I did. I sure did.
But didn't date any of them.
No, I did not.
You were the friend.
No, sir.
Joe is number one in the friend club, Gary.
That's right.
How about that?
I did have a date to the Christmas dance my senior year, but I think that was a setup.
Gary, about time to go back to the field. But
yeah,
okay.
He's headed that way.
Okay,
he's already headed that way.
Yes.
So was it the car or was it your smelly
t-shirt? Good looks what it was. I'm sorry.
I think what it was is she did not have a date, and I was her last resort. I think is what happened on that one.
I know that feeling. Yeah. Yep.
She wanted to go, and it's like, well, Joe's a sucker. He can take you. So, boom, there it was.
That's a lot of fun at the old ball game, folks.
Well, we are looking right now, Mike. They did put 2 or 3 minutes on the clock. The referee's standing at the 50. Both teams are back out. They have been warming up as they come out, but there's no time.
The thing is warming up, Joe.
The clock people right to your immediate right, Mike, are saying, let's come on, let's get this show on the road. It's going to go.
They're over there doing their hand like, let's go, let's go.
And
let's
the thermometer says it's only 54 degrees. I'm going, no, it's not. It's colder than 54.
It's cooler than that. You would think that we were next to a pond somewhere.
The last couple of mornings when I went into school, it was in the 30s.
Oh, yeah. It was 34 at my house in Ball Ground day before yesterday. And needless to say, I did not come out of the house until about noon.
Groundhog time, okay?
Groundhog, exactly.
You needed the thaw out before you could get
I
out
I got
of
back
bed.
Under the covers and said, no, I dare you. For sure. Lakeview will have it to start the second half. They're up 24-11. Good offensive play. They gave up a touchdown that I wish they had back in a two-point conversion there late in the game or late in the first half. Dylan Brooks is the kicker for Athens Christian. Back deep is going to be Junior Thompson and Christian Dykes for Lakeview Academy as we start the second half.
Now, last time Junior fielded the ball until it hit his chest, and then it drops on the ground. He picks it up, and he gets about 40 additional yards out of it. I'm not sure if that's in the playbook right now. But
high and deep going this time over here to Dykes. Dykes drops it back at the 8. He's to the 10, the 15, the 20. Got a hole, 30, 35, 40, and out to the 40, and that's where it'll be dropped right there by number 64. Who is Jordan Rosa?
And Joe's retired the second half. Top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Lakeview with a good return by number 5 that time. Yeah, Christian Dykes.
At least one of the Athens Christian defenders lost their footing a little bit, Joe. I don't know if the grass is, when the temperature dropped, might be getting a little slick.
Might be getting a little dew on it. Riker Kohler in there, and you got Jacob Kelly at a blocking back. Kohler's going to take it across the 45. Bounces outside, 50, 45, and tackle from behind at about the 44-yard line of Athens Christian.
You know, another thing these Lakeview backs do, Joe, is they see the seam, and then they see another seam, and they keep following that, and instead of getting 5 yards, they wind up getting 10 or 12.
17-yard pickup, and they do a good job of kind of planting a foot and jumping outside or jumping inside, you know, making them miss a tackle. First down at the 43-yard line of Athens Christian. Puts Kelly in motion. He's going to hand off to his running back right there. He gets across the 40. That was Ricky Brown in it running back that time. First time we've seen him carry the ball on offense. He gets down to the 40, a three-yard pickup. Second down, 7 yards to go.
Hudson Myers, the outside linebacker that time, grabbed Brown. Yeah, we've seen him all over the field on defense. And he's not a real big guy. He's about 165 pounds, 5'8". But he plays a whole lot bigger than that.
Kiari Birch, the quarterback. That's Sammy Brown. Ricky Brown.
You thinking of that guy at Clemson?
Name from the past. Yes, and Sammy Brown from Jefferson.
Yeah.
Kelly in motion. Comes to a stop behind the line. Birch is going to roll out to the near side. Looks, got a man. Toe! Not good job right there by number 51.
Yeah.
Yeah, Connor Swirm, Z-W-I-R-M, to reach up there with the big paws and knock it down. Bring third down and 7 now for the Lions. Need a first down right here. Of course, now we've seen them go for it twice on fourth down, Harper, and get it pretty, not easily, but convincingly, I'll say, on both those times.
They've done a pretty good job, of keeping everyone on Athens Christian.
Burch back, he's rolling out to the near side. He'll throw it at the last second. It's a one hopper, but no good. The tender receiver that time was number 2, Junior Thompson. It'll be incomplete and bring up fourth down and 7.
That's incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
Kind of off balance, though, that time.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good pass at all. Bounced.
Commerce leads Oglethorpe 42-7. Seconder 35-0 over Johns Creek. Jackson County in the close game 10-0 over Winderbarra, the double G Bulldogs. Ricky Brown still in at the back.
That's kind of big. Would this be like their 6th win of the season if Jackson County wins this?
That's right. 4 wide outs, 2 on either side. Ball basically middle of the field. Kiari back, looking. Now he rolls out to the right side, or left side. Throws it up in the air. Knocked away at the last minute. Incomplete. Folks wanted an interference call, but there wasn't one. Dylan Brooks back covering that time.
Yeah, that wasn't interference at all. That was just a good defensive play right there.
And it'll go over on downs at the 40-yard line. Right on the 40. 10-16 remaining here in the third quarter. Lakeview up by 13, 24-11. You get a little chilly up here in the press box, Michael.
Yes, it is, Joe. That's why I got a big coat.
You got the big one, I got the little one, but I don't have my hand warmers. I'll have them next time. First down.
It's going to be 80 degrees again very soon.
Yep. Bowleg in the backfield. Off to the left of Bryson. Bryson's going to take it, try to run right up the middle. He gets 4 or 5 yards, and that's going to be Ricky Brown. Just been toting the ball. Now he comes in on defense and stops him after a 3-yard gain.
Gary, I can't tell you, but my son-in-law is in Austin for the Texas-Georgia game tomorrow night. They expect it high tomorrow is 82 at Austin.
Well, we're going to have some more warm weather this weekend. I think it's supposed to hit 80 maybe Saturday or Sunday one.
Supposed to be in the 70s. Of course, I'll be in the nice confounds of Mercedes-Benz tomorrow, and it'll be about cool.
But next Saturday, degrees. Week from tomorrow, Harper will be in Boone, North Carolina. We'll see how cold it is on top of the mountain.
This time the quarterback tried to keep it himself. He dodges and ducks, maybe got a yard out of it, maybe a yard. They didn't move the down marker, so I'm going to say third and seven over there.
Mike should have handed it off to J.D. Nixon, who was coming on in the end around.
Yep. I think it would have been a good choice for him right there, and he didn't do it. Third down, 7 yards to go. You got Layden Bryson in the backfield. It's third down. Trey Bolick in the backfield. Two wideouts near side, one on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Now we're going to have a stoppage of play. It's going to be a timeout call by Athens Christian.
There were only 2 seconds on the play clock. That's a pretty savvy move right there. You want to get back in the ball game. You need to start getting some first downs here.
Well, too, Harper, you heard from Coach Coleman there at the end of the first half. They're more concerned about that quarterback. But except for that one big run they had there, Lakeview's done a great job, I think, of their defense stopping Athens Christian tonight.
Well, it seemed like Athens Christian wanted to run to the left early, and they had some success, but then Lakeview ended up figuring that one out. And they haven't been able to run up the middle. They've had a couple of attempts here on this drive.
At the half, White County 17, GAC 14.
Well, they go into that strong formation, Harper, and they that's almost a flag that goes up. So, okay, we're going to run this way. And I think Lakeview figured that out.
8:57 left here in the third quarter. Lakeview up by 13, 24-11.
Let's see if they run to the left this time. That's the wide side of the field as well.
Bryson with Bolick back there beside him on his right. Going to keep it, throw it right over to this side. Complete down there to Cummins. Number 7, Seth Cummins caught it, and he's being driven back, but he caught it at the 48 by Hayden Williamson is the defender that knocked him down. He caught it at the 48, even though they knocked him back. He gets the first down by 2 yards.
Well, Birch had him around the waist, and then Williamson came up, and they were reluctant to blow the whistle. I thought the forward progress was stopped. Then Williamson came up and said, well, if you're going to let me keep playing, I'm going to hit him, and he did.
First and 10. One man in motion, that's Cummins. Quarterback's going to take it, come to this side. He's going to be knocked down to the line of scrimmage. They're trying to push, and they're going to blow the whistle pretty quick right there, so there's not more of a rugby scrum than there was.
Well, that's exactly what Coach Coleman was talking about here. Play the quarterback.
Second down, ball's at the 48. Second and 10.
He got nothing.
Yeah, Athens Christian pulled 3 linemen, and none of them hit anybody, so there's no room for his quarterback to gain any yards.
It's
going to cost him 5 yards with that clap.
They jump offside, and they got back. So,
well, apparently they didn't break the plane. That doesn't matter if you get back in high school.
Okay.
If you break the plane,
it's interesting, automatic.
Because I thought it was automatic, and it looked like they broke it from up here. They're going to hand off to Bolick. Bolick comes around the near side. He'll get down to about the 46-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup, maybe only 2.
Brown had him around the legs, Joe.
7:32.
I tell you, Ricky's going to sleep well tonight.
450 seconds for you mathematicians left here in the third quarter.
You really went there with that many seconds?
I did. 450. Now it's down to 416.
All right.
No, 436.
All right.
Big play
man.
Here.
Let's go, Rain
third,
Man.
Third
many,
down, eight.
How many toothpicks are on the floor right now?
How about
Cummins
7 minutes?
Oh, good job. Knocked it down. Almost intercepted the big lineman. 75. Almost picked that one up. That DJ Whitcomb, it hit him right in the palms after it got batted in the air.
Jacob Kelly tipped it. And it started bouncing around and never hit the ground. And people started looking, where's the ball? Where's the ball?
Yep. Big Wickham was right there. And if he knew it was coming down, he could have stuck his arms out there and grabbed that one. Been his first career interception, I'm sure.
Well, three or four plays ago, he was holding his wrist kind of funny, I think, on a tackle where he ended up getting Layden Bryson. When he gets up, he goes, that kind of hurt.
Yeah.
That was so. And, again, he's wearing a 70 number for a reason. Right, guys?
Well, you already determined that. And he might have been holding his wrist because it stung a little bit in this cold air.
Yeah. Fourth down, 8 yards to go. They're back to punt. Dylan Brooks, Junior Thompson back to catch it. Brooks going to do the soccer-style kick, kick it over to the far side. It'll be away from all the blue jerseys. It'll bounce down inside the 10 and roll and roll and roll down to about the 5. And that's where it'll be first and 10 for the Lions as they start their second possession here of the third quarter, leading it 24-11. North Hall still 8-3 there in the third quarter. Dawson County, Chesty has scored now, Mike. It's 22-7.
In the third quarter.
Into the third, okay. Commerce 49-7. And going on down through here, looking at different scores. Sorry about that. Pickens County on top of Johnson. Appalachian and Alcove still score, but that's a halftime. We've got Christian Dykes back in the backfield.
Put it at the 5.
Yep. Kiari Birch takes it. Kiari going to fake it. Come around the far side. Got a little bit of runner. I mean, he's got to the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Got hit right there around the 20 and got knocked down, but got the first down easily. Picked up about 15, 16 yards. He makes it up to about the 21, 22-yard line.
Well, that was one way to get you out of the hole in a hurry, isn't it?
Yep, sure did. Tackled there by Hudson Mize.
The leftover supermoon is big and bright off back of y'all.
Yep, it was bright last night for sure, the last night of the big full moon.
Was it a harvest moon?
I think it was harvest.
Yeah, I think it's the harvest supermoon, yeah.
Was it big and huge at the same time?
At the
big,
same time. Like,
at the very same time, which is, if you're a moon, it's tough to pull off.
That's a southern saying, okay, Harper.
I know.
Mr. California.
Christian Dykes in the backfield. He gets the ball. He's going to be slung around, but he gets away. Out to the 20, the 25, the 30. And he's going to be rolled up there and got the first down around the 32, 33-yard line. Quinn Isaac.
Isaac McCurry should have had him for a 10-yard loss. But what did I say about these Lakeview backs? You better wrap them up.
11-yard gain.
Instead of a 10-yard loss.
Yep.
Mike, in California, we start naming our kids after moon and stars and planets, you name it.
Moon unit, Zappa.
So the NLCS is now tied at 2 games each. Kyrie Burks over to Junior Thompson. Caught it right there at the 46-yard line and brought down immediately.
Nice catch.
By the defensive back. Good catch.
Cohen.
And mouth all over. Number 11, Bryson Campbell on the tackle.
Cohen Dove, the 10.
Hey, Joe, I thought it was game 5 tonight.
Was it game 5? Okay.
Yeah. Don't sit on my Dodgers. It's 3-2. We're ahead.
Well, the Mets won 12-6 today. All the games have been blowouts so far in that series.
Which means that the person that throws the ball has a whole lot to do with what that happens.
And there's a little screen pass over to the two Dykes. Dykes, no, that's number 6 this time. Keelan Harper. Harper got around one man and got ankle tackled there about the 48-yard line. Gets about 2. Be second down and 8 with 4:50 left here in the third quarter.
That's Bryson Campbell, the free safety, senior, 6'1", 175, with that ankle tackle. Yeah, he just cut his legs right out from under him, hit him really low.
Well, Keelan Harper isn't much bigger than a postage stamp. He's out there just a little guy, but nice catch. Went up and got it. Went in the middle of traffic. to get a nice little three-yard pickup. First time we've called his name offensively.
Burks hands it off to Dykes. Dykes skirts through. 45-40. Going to go. Could go all the way, and he will. Touchdown, Lakeview.
Boy, he got a step on the DBs, and he was gone.
52-yard scamper for Christian Dykes. And a Lakeview touchdown.
And another long explosive play for the Lions.
He got through that basically line of scrimmage there, Harper, and just broke it open, got by the second wave, if you will, and just took off, didn't he?
Yeah, once he got in the second level, it was just basically, well, should I go to the right a little bit or to the left a little bit? But he got through it. He had the speed to get through the secondary as well. There was a guy about the 25-yard line that had a chance at him, but too fast, too strong. Christian Dykes with a huge touchdown to extend the lead.
The extra point kick is up, and it is good by Bora Oschlick. Makes it 31-11 with 4:12 remaining here in the third quarter.
We're Lakeview back and more from Lakeview Academy in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
52-yard touchdown run by Christian Dykes put the Lions up by 20, 31-11, with 4 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the third quarter. Bora Oschlick will kick off for the Lions. Deep is Seth Cummings. Low line drive. Come down to, hit the up back right in the helmet. He picks it up at about the 18. Brings it up across the 20, the 25, and got hit hard right there and pushed back. Dylan Brooks picked it up and brought it down, and then the man that brought it back, number 14, Jacob Kelly, with the tackle.
Joe, got an update for you. An important game down in Flyer Branch. Falcons have tied the game at Walnut Grove 14-14 early third quarter.
That's a big region game right there, Michael.
Yes, it is, and the possible playoff implications for Flyer Branch.
Go Falcons. First down ball is going to be spotted right at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, with some implications, playoff implications for Chester, too, but they're losing, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 22-7. Trey Bowling, the backfield. Quarterback, Leighton Bryson. Bryson going to take it himself, waited on it to develop, and then only got 1 or 2 yards.
He just ran into a crowd and tripped over somebody and fell down.
Gary, you mentioned Chesity. They would have had to rely on the power rankings, and Coach Cunningham told me going into a nice ball game, they're number 33, top 32 go to the state playoffs.
I think Tristan Harris was the man that the freshman defensive end, six-footer, fell down and
four wideouts empty set. Campbell going to try, and he gets stopped behind. Jacob Kelly comes in and knocks him down for a loss of about 2.5, maybe 3 yards. It is a 3-yard loss. Good job by Kelly to come in there. That's the second tackle for loss that he's had tonight, or sack, if you will.
Yeah, Leighton Bryson, he's not letting the linemen engage with the defenders, and you got to let the linebackers drop back on those RPOs where they separate. They're too close to the line of scrimmage. So even if he does have a nice fake, he gets around one guy, but there's three others waiting for him right there at the line.
170 seconds left here in this quarter. A little quick pitch out, a little in route there to Bryson Campbell from Leighton Bryson, quarterback, and he only got back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down and 10.
Riker Kohler, a 5'10", 185-pound sophomore, has made a lot of tackles tonight, including that one.
Those guys are active. I mean, of course,
they just fly to the ball. I really like the way that they play. I like the intensity of Lake.
I did hear Derek Fadul say at the third quarter that Kelly had the most first half tackles for Lakeview at 9.
Well,
that's fourth down.
130 seconds left here in this third quarter. Back to punt. Is Brown going to kick it down? He's going to land at the 40, and the man's going to pick it down. That's going to be Thompson to the 50, the 45, the 40, and he's going to be finally knocked the leg, and there comes a flag in from way back, thrown back up at the 44-yard line. It came flying out 20 yards.
Flag on the play.
Personal foul.
Chop block to hit him low. Below the knees.
That's going to negate about a 25-yard return with a 34-yard punt.
Well, your buddy Corey Collins, our referee today, did not like that block.
Yep.
He is adamant about calling that right there.
Well, he and I agree on that right there. You just don't hit them in that low when they're
especially if they're away from the play,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So he's picked the flag up twice. He's moved it from about the 43 to the 48. Now it's at the 50. So the 15 yards is going to move him back to the 35,
which is about 5 yards beyond where he actually got the ball.
Right, exactly. We're back to the 35-yard line. That's where they'll put it down at. That's where Lakeview will have it with 151 left here in the third quarter.
Hey, you know the song, guys. You got to be old to know this one. If you can't do the time, then don't do the crime.
That's
so
exactly
don't commit
right.
That penalty. That's a Beretta, Robert Blake.
I remember.
Mike might remember that a little
bit. I remember
too.
Beretta and the cockatoo he had.
Mike's whistling the theme song. Birch back to throw. Now he's going to run. Rolls out to the far side. Still looking to throw. Throws one way over the top. Got a man complete. Number 3 gets away from the guy. Morsey. Oh, Morsey runs inside a man. Still trying to get away from him. Finally gets tackled down around the 30-yard line.
Charlie's pass is complete to Nashawn Dorsey.
From the 35, he gets down to the 30. The 15 and 20, 35-yard gain. Bryson Campbell makes the stop for Athens Christian.
Birch to Dorsey, that's been a pretty effective combination over the last couple of games.
Yeah, about 3 times tonight so far.
Well, he had 154 yards, the combo did. You know, Athens Christian, the only victory Lakeview's ever had in this series came last year. Athens Christian leads the series 8-1.
Yep.
I think that may be 8-2 before this night's over.
Makai Birch now in the game. Well, he's out. Makai's out. And Jacob Kelly's back in. About number 11. You'll have to have a timeout
screaming
on this side.
Screaming timeout.
Yeah, they were running down low, and the timeout's going to be for Lakeview with 57 seconds left here in the third.
Joe just found out that there's been a score in DeLong. You get a score from Steve yet?
Yes, I'm fixing to look it up. I suppose he's got a text. It is.
Well, while you do that, Kari Birch did a good job on that last play of not letting the pressure in the pocket force him across the line of scrimmage. He felt the pressure. He moved around to his left, and instead of just taking off like he has done earlier tonight, he got his feet set. He looks down the field. Next thing you know, he's got a 50-yard completion, 40-yard completion, and lets the offense run. He did a great job, in my opinion, of staying patient, looking downfield, finding the open receiver, getting him, and that big play as a result.
Smith the Garvey to Ty Kemp for 7-yard TD pass up in Dahlonega. North Hall up with 123 in the third, 15-3 now, Michael.
They just scored 15-11.
15-11?
Yes.
So they came right back and scored again.
Well, you talk about averages, guys. I just looked it up. Lakeview gives up a little under 11 a game and scores over 29 a game.
Yep.
And the score right now is 31-11. We're just about on average, aren't we?
Yes, we are. First down for the Lions. Ball is right at the 31-yard line, 30-yard line. A little halfback pass. Trickery going over to Birch. Birch caught it. And he's down to the 1-yard line. How about that? A little trickery that time from Birch. Flipped it back to Kohler, who came back and stopped and threw it down to Birch. Kiari Birch.
Harper, is that the Philadelphia quarterback play there? Similar to that?
Yes, and now I can't think of what they called it.
Yeah. Yes.
Kohler with a pretty good arm there.
Yes, he did.
Laid it right in.
The difference is, Mike, they ran it to the left here. They ran it to the right.
Birch up under quarterback this time, up under center, I think. Ball's on the ground. I think the running back picked it up that time. It wasn't Dykes, it was Ricky Brown picked it up. He fell on it for a no gain. His first and goal, or second and goal now, inside the five.
Second and goal.
Another score now, Mike, from Chesterton, 22-13 in the fourth quarter. Chesterton trails by nine.
But, yeah, still a two-score game.
I formation, Brown is the fullback, and Kohler is the tailback.
There's the quarter.
And they're going to run it up. They give it off to number 11, Riker Kohler. Riker's going to get down to the one-yard line at the end of the quarter. And that'll be the end of four, into three, 31-11, Lakeview.
And back in the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute, here on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It just drives
Here we go,
back.
Fourth and final quarter from Lakeview Academy as the Lions looking for an historic eighth win of the season.
They have it third and goal. I think it's inside the one down there, Gary. You got a better look at it than I do.
Just inside the one. They got that giant tackle, white rollator right in the middle right there in a four-point stance.
Birch in the gun, goes down, dropped on the ground. Kohler's got to go around the far side, got a block, tries to go in the into the end zone, but he's going to be short.
Nope, down.
That missed right there as Burt stood back up. They snapped it right there, and he went off his fingertips. Luckily for Lakeview, Riker picked it up and tried to roll out to the far side. It was going to be same spot. He got back to the line of scrimmage, fourth and goal.
It's on the other hash mark instead of the one on the left. It's the one on the right, and it's just inside the one over there.
Well, at a time when you need it most to kind of put this game away, you've had two quarterback center exchange issues on the same drive. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of plays,
first
Riker Kohler stays in it. In it, running back, he's going to move from the right-hand side to the left of Birch.
Birch, now we're going to have a timeout called by Athens Christian.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, it's the first really chilly night we've had, guys, and so hands might be feeling a little bit out there, a little bit of a chill to them. Might be not numb, but feeling the cold.
All right, and with that Harper, stings. In your NFL days, what did you do to stay warm on the field?
Oh, I wouldn't play. I just say I'm going to be near the heaters and everything else that you had. But a lot of guys have the little packet, the muff
hot
thing
pockets.
That they have, and you put hot pockets in that.
Yep.
El Bercelli used to put it wasn't necessarily chili powder, but there was a type of spice powder that had enough in it to where his feet, he'd put it, and then he'd put it on his feet.
The capsaicin.
And then he'd wrap his feet in a plastic bag and then put the socks on over that.
Oh, my word.
And he goes, man, I never had an issue with my feet being cold.
Well, I guess not.
But he was from Arkansas State, Jonesboro, and I think they have a lot of spices in Jonesboro that might not have been in the chili that night.
But he had blisters on his feet, though.
He said they were warm, and I believe him. Because El Bercelli, man, there was nobody that was harder to block than that guy.
Put the chili, the peppers on there, and then put the plastic bag over it, man. Wow.
Well, marinate it, and then add some garlic.
All right, here we go, guys.
Fourth down and goal. Snap to Birch. Going to roll out to the near side. Going to throw it over to number 14, Jacob Kelly. Touchdown, Lakeview.
Yeah, that was just a little lob over there. He saw him break open, didn't try to zip it, didn't try to kill anybody with it, just lobbed it over to Kelly. Kelly grabbed it and then lost his balance and fell down, but he was about 5 yards deep in the end zone when he did that. So touchdown, Lions.
37-11, a 26-point lead, trying to make it 27. 11:08 here in the fourth quarter. Bora Oshulik will attempt the extra point. Kiari Birch will be the holder. Snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is good. 38-11 with 11-08 remaining. Lakeview lead.
And Macklemore in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
11:08 remaining. Lakeview with another score. They had took them three tries inside the five, but they finally pushed it in there. And it wasn't a push. It was more of a little jump pass from Birch to Jacob Kelly for the six. And the extra point was good by Oshulik. Oshulik has been busy tonight with the extra points, the field goal, and all the kickoffs. 11:08 left here in the game.
And let's see which kickoff technique Oshulik uses here. He's done the low ones, the line drives. He's kicked them away. Let's see what this one does.
Toe meets leather, and it's going to be another low line drive. Squib on the ground. Man's going to pick it up at about the 15 to the 20, 25. That's going to be Bryson Campbell across the 30 out to about the 35-yard line. Now, stop right there. Ball's going to be around the 36, it looks like.
William Anderson, a freshman tackle at 5'10", 200 pounds, grabs him around the waist and slings him to the ground. On the kick coverage.
Guys,
team.
We got a couple seconds. We were talking off air, folks, about the Ice Bowl, and Gary had mentioned a Dan Reeves story. One thing about the Ice Bowl, it was so cold that the referee had a whistle, and the very first play, he blew the whistle, but his lips stuck to the whistle.
Metal whistle.
And
he
heard that story.
And he pulled it out and tore half his lip off.
Oh. Ouch. Oh. First down at the 37-yard line. Gonna
big
get
hole.
Off the to the big man right there, number 20, Bolig. Bolig from Bryson. He gets about 6 or 7 yards up to the 45, 44-yard line, giving seven, second down and 10.
So after that play, the referee had to go and get repaired, right? He needed stitches.
Yeah.
The rest of the referees, it's the only game ever there's not a whistle. They did not use a whistle for the rest of that game.
Wow.
Well, maybe they should just have learned to whistle.
Yep. Like jumped that. Off sides, got back. Second down and three. Empty set in the backfield. Bryson takes it. Looks, he's going to roll out to the far side. Chasing him. Going to stop him. Big lineman's going to knock him down right there. That was number 75, D.J. Whitcomb, with the stop, knocked him back 8 yards. It'll be third and nine.
Well, at 285 pounds, when D.J. hits you, you stay hit.
DJ got back there in a hurry, too. Hey, to our buddy Ron Poole, listening in from Williamsburg, Virginia. And he wants to know what time you got in last night, Harper.
I got home at 3 o'clock.
3 a.m. this morning, Ron. I was snoozing like a baby at 3 o'clock.
Yes, bet you were.
Indeed.
Third down, about 8.
I went to bed at 4, and my dogs got me up at 8.
Oh, Lord. That's short night.
I'm on
timeout call by Athens Christian. Timeout on the field. Timeout. With 9:31 remaining.
Yeah, this is a real important drive for them. Yep.
We're back in 30 seconds here at Lakeview Academy on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Well, back here at Lakeview Academy, Athens Christian takes the timeout. I think they only have one left. Not like they'll need it. I'm sorry that I said that. 27-point lead for Lakeview with 9 minutes, 31 seconds left. It's third down and nine. Ball's on the 39-yard line, maybe the 38-yard line from where it looks from here.
Well, the success that they had early in the game running to their left has stopped. Lakeview has figured that out. And they're not doing play action very well either. And you can't do any play action when you don't have a running back next to you. They went empty on that last one, but now they've got Bolig. He is to the left of his quarterback right now here on this critical third down.
Leighton Bryson going to roll out to the far side looking to pass, trying to square up. Now he's going to run around the far side, and he will not get the first down. He gets about five or six, but got slung out of bounds over there, close to the 45. But it'll be fourth down and four now from the 43-yard line, where they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at. North Hall 21-10, Dawson 22-20 now over Chesapeake. Banks County, Mike, 27-13 over Providence Christian. Most points they've scored in a while over in Homer, Georgia.
And Flyer Branch is tied with Walnut Grove 14-14, 9 minutes to go in the game.
Fourth down and four. They're going to go for it right here. Leighton Bryson, the quarterback. Bolig on the right side. Couple of wideouts on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Looking to pass. Big man back there flushes him out of the pocket. They trip him up. He dies, but will be short of the first down by about a yard. Well, who tripped him up over there? Well,
they ran a route, guys, with only one guy.
Got
now, there's a late flag over here. A couple of guys jawing at each other.
Yep.
One of those is Lakeview's Keelan Harper. Number six over on the far side.
I saw Athens Christian, several guys start running that direction, and the Lakeview guys kind of backed up.
Yeah.
So there goes Coach Coleman and another one of the couple of the coaches going out there saying, why? What are you doing? Because that's showing his first down over there. It's supposed to be Lakeview's ball, but let's see if they got what kind of penalty.
Would be first down, though, Joe.
Yeah, sir?
Would be first down,
yeah,
though.
Should be first down. It's going to be penalized. If it's against Lakeview, it'll push them back across midfield, back on their inside of the 50.
This would be a dead ball foul, then, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It was well after the play was over.
Four of the six officials over there chatting about it, saying, okay, this is what we had.
You don't want anybody thrown out of the game either.
No, that's right. You can't afford to lose them.
So it's still first down is what it looks like Corey Collins is going to say. But if it's a dead ball penalty.
Well, we're talking to Keelan, and Keelan's kind of explaining what his thing was, and the coaches are talking to him. See what Mr. Collins has to tell us. He comes back out, and he's telling.
Then they may be offsetting penalties.
Yeah. And actually, Lee Coleman's out there at midfield to find out what's going on. Coach Morris talking to his team on the other side over there.
Well, one thing I saw about Athens Christian on that last route, nobody was running fast. Look, some guys are just, they're gassed, they're tired.
Dead ball, personal foul on Athens Christian. Dead ball, personal foul on Lakeview. They'll offset. It'll be first down and for Lakeview at the Athens Christian 45-yard line. First and 10 now. Lions had it. They're up by 27, trying to stretch it on out with 8:33.
Well, one of the things about a spread offense is you can score really quick,
yeah,
or you can be three and out really quick. You want to run some time off the clock. How many seconds at 8:33 do we have? Are you going to figure that out for us?
Let's see. 8, 6 is 48, 513.
There you go. Got 513 seconds. We need to get it in the under 300 seconds.
Exactly.
You're carrying the Larry Munson thing to a new high.
Exactly. Hands off. That's all he's going to keep it himself, Birch does, and Birch is going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Loses about 3 yards on that one, back to about the 49. Several men came in there. Dalton Haymans, one of the tacklers that comes in there and makes contact. They're only going to credit him for 2 yards loss. But he's back to the 48. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, it sure looks like a lot more than two.
It did. Yeah. Now to get down to about the 34-yard line. Going to give off to the running back this time. That's Dykes. Dykes across the 45. Guy missed a leg tackle at the 40. He's still squirming around the 38, down to the 35 maybe.
Wow. Good
Christian
run.
Dykes. Boy, he just kept his little feet moving and bouncing around. Look at him. Thumbs up. And dropped his shoe. He's going to slide it back on real quick and be ready to play.
You know, if you don't wrap me up, I'm not going down. I mean, if you just want to bump into me, I can play pinball and move around. And he kept his feet moving. His balance is fantastic.
It'll be a first down. He got to the 35, so give him credit for about 14 yards there and a first down.
And more importantly, the clock keeps moving.
Continues to run.
There's only about 500 seconds now. We'll let you know, folks, when it's under 300.
456 seconds now. Going to hand off. No, he's going to keep it. Birch right over the middle, and it'll be incomplete. The intended receiver was Makai Birch, and the defensive back came up and hit him. It looked like Bryson Campbell may have came up there and knocked him, hit him right when the ball got back there, just like Leighton did there in the first half.
Yep, slapped it away just as the ball got there.
Buddy Steve Armour's letting me know that Lumpkin County comes back quickly. 5:40 remaining. Lumpkin down by 5, 21-16. Second down and 10. Birch with the ball. And he's going to keep it. Follow his running back. He's got down to the 30, down to the 34-yard line. Or excuse me, that might be the 26-yard line going the wrong direction.
Well, Hudson Mize is a little bit bigger next to you, Gary, right there in front of you. He lands right on top of Birch there at the end of that one. That's right in your lap.
Yeah, Campbell knocked him down, and then the other guy fell on him.
We'll say it's back at the 28-yard line, be third down and about two for the Lions. 420 seconds exactly left in the contest. Third down, 2 yards to go. Birch with Dykes beside him. Two wideouts, three wideouts now. Birch, hand off to Dykes. Dykes trying to find the hole. He does. He got the first down, down across the 20 to about the 19-yard line. Right at the 20 is where they're going to say he stepped out. He'll have the first down. First and 10 for the Lions.
Christian Dykes does a great job of reading the defense. At the last minute, they bring two blitzers in the A-gap, and he ends up just sprinting to the outside on the left, and he ends up finding a little bit of a hole, a market at the 20. First down for the young man, and obviously more important, he keeps the clock moving. 6 minutes and 30 seconds now left in the ballgame.
Say real quickly, congratulations to North Hall Ladies Softball. They won their doubleheader today in the first round of the state playoffs, and they'll play LaGrange next Thursday at home. Doubleheader starting at 2 o'clock. Birch has it, looking to throw. A little lob pass over the top. Did he catch it? No, in and out. Good job by the defensive back right there to knock it out of his hands. Intended receiver was Jalen Wright. Jalen.
Freshman.
Yep, he's a freshman. And
I thought he had it. And Cohen Dove came up and knocked it away.
Dove, first time we've called his name in a while, but Dove did a nice job of grabbing the football and knocking it away from him right there.
Hey, Joe, it's not scientific proof, but what Mike was talking about at halftime, and all the different sports, when you have a good football team, and North Hall does, and now their softball team is playing well. They win that doubleheader.
Mm-hmm. Both by the score of 15-0. So they run rule the team they were playing today. Second down, 10. Birch with Dykes. Dykes was in motion for a second. Catch it. Comes back to this side. Big lineman wraps him up right there. Two more come in and push him back. A little bit of extracurricular right there. They let him play till they tackle him here on the near sideline.
And Harper, to follow up that point, tomorrow a huge event taking place in town. In the second round of the Class AAA Volleyball Tournament, North Hall's girls take on Chestatee.
At Chestatee. Yeah. That was huge there. Same region and everything. Loss of three. It'll be third down in about 13.
Osick and Rowlett are combining on the stop there.
Ball is around the 24, 23-yard line. 5.5 minutes left. Snap as Dykes was in motion, comes back, same play. Dykes trying to do something. He gets a little bit of yardage right there across the 15, inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. He'll get a look, some of that back. It'll be fourth down and about three now from the 13-yard line.
Yeah, he almost gets 10 there on the pickup, probably 9 officially, but good job of Dykes keeping his feet moving, keeping his balance. If you're just going to try to push me over, I'm not going down. He comes out of the ball game to take a little bit of a breather. They're going to bring Kohler back in.
Keeps those feet moving.
Fast feet, yeah. Good fast balance. If you just want to hit me, that's fine. But if you want to hit me and wrap me up, that's the only way I'm going down.
Racker Kohler back in the game off to the left of his quarterback, Kiari Birch. 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs near hash mark.
Here comes the blitz.
Birch takes it. Hand it off to Birch. No, Birch is going to keep it himself. Got a hold of his jersey. He got away from one man, but the next guy come in and grabbed him around the waist. He got down to about the 11. It's going to be close, but I think he's short.
Yep.
About a yard.
Well, Harper, the one thing I keep hearing from coaches now, the new term that you hear now, I want 4 yards. They want four yards on every play. That way you know you're going to get a first down. The Lions just short of doing that on that play.
Yeah, that 3 yards in a cloud of dust, it wasn't figured out well enough, Mike. They had to add another yard to it. So
exactly.
Now it's 4 yards.
Give me four.
The guy who had him by the shirt, by the way, was Layden Bryson.
The quarterback.
So he's playing some defense just like Birch has played some defense.
He ended up blitzing from the outside defensive left position that he was playing outside linebacker and ends up making a stop. I think he had to change the sweatbands or something, goes over and gets the play, and then comes right back in the ballgame.
They take the snap. It's going to be, and the whistle blows. Might have a flag. Let's see. The referee's going to come up. Side judge is going to come. It might have been a. No, it wasn't on the. Wasn't the time. Let's see what we've got. Well, illegal substitution on Lakeview.
Well, you know, the ball just went over on down, so
yep.
They're going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
They have 12 guys on the field.
Yeah, illegal participation. That's what that across the chest means. So substitution or. Birch finally out of the ball game. You got Nishon Dorsey in at a D back, along with Makai Birch, Layden Bryson, the quarterback, Trey Bolig over to his right with 3 wideouts for Athens Christian. And now we've got a timeout call. Referee.
Another penalty.
Yep, flag back there, and let's see what this one's going to be. That flag flew out there.
I think they got 12
about
guys.
About
5 or 6 yards,
but it might be on the bench over there. Let's see what we've got. It's going to be.
Well, and number 6, that's
get back rule. We'll see.
Keelan Harper, who got in trouble a series ago.
Mm-hmm. Side judge talking to our white hat, Corey Collins.
He might have used a word that you're not allowed to say.
Yep, unsportsmanlike on Lakeview. So it'll give him a first down. White hat's going to come over and tell Coach.
It'll tell you, if that happens,
said.
The two most unhappy people in this whole place would be Lee Coleman and then John Simpson.
Yep. Referee's going to come over and tell Coach Coleman exactly what happened. And that's a smart thing to do. He tells him what happens, and then Coach Coleman can deal with it after the game or later. And, you know, it might be one of those luckily that there was not a ejection on that right there. Because that's something that the official can do. He doesn't have to give a warning on that, folks.
Yeah.
A lot of folks think he has to. No, you don't have to give a warning. If it's bad enough, boom, you're out.
Used to could do that in the state track meet or something. If somebody said something like that, used a profanity, you can kick them out of the meet.
4 minutes exactly left here in the fourth quarter. Oh, nice tip away right there by Jacob Kelly. Knocked it away. Intended receiver over here was number 11, Bryson Campbell.
Hey, Kelly's had a game defensively.
Yes, he has.
Eagles pass falls incomplete to bring up second down.
Yeah, I don't think he's taken too many plays off. He's big enough to where he could play tight end, but they don't really use one. So he's more of a wing and then a slot receiver. on the offensive side, and he's a defensive end on the left-hand side there. Just gets his arms up and deflects that pass.
Bryson gets the football. He's going to try and run it. He gets tackled by the top of his right jersey on his shoulder right there and gets drugged down. Maybe right back to the original line of scrimmage. I think it's going to be fourth down now. DJ Wickham gets those big paws up there and pulls him down from behind.
DJ's had another good game, too. Mm-hmm. I think he always draws the straw that says, okay, you're going to go against the biggest guy on their team.
Yep.
Because you're the biggest one on ours.
Great point.
Third down, 10 now. Layden Bryson, the quarterback, stands in an empty set. Four wideouts, one man in motion. Looking to pass as Bryson throws it right over the middle. Complete. Runs by one guy, but he's going to be short of the first down, held down to about the 37, 38-yard line.
Is that coming?
It's a few yards, but he's going to be fourth down and about three.
Well, it's a... I think it's the given here that you're going to go for this.
Yeah.
Seth Cummings again with a nice catch. That's a great first down play, right? Because now you're second and short. That's where your 4 yards comes in, folks, as you get a nice progression and interesting formation here. Two tight ends, but they're both off the line of scrimmage, lined up behind the guard and the tackle.
Quarterback's right under center. Going to hand off to the running back trying to get the big package in. And it looks like they're going to be awfully close to the first down. But it's going to be close. They're saying the 41, the defensive coaches will maybe be saying going the other way.
I think they're going to give it to him.
Wow.
Forward progress.
Well, the official, the referee put the ball down, and
first
the
down.
Side judge on the other side of the field is a full yard ahead of him.
I started to say he was way up there ahead of him.
Yeah, I've seen officials like that in the last 24 hours. That's not new to me.
Did they follow you down here? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think they did. So first where's that ball now? 41-yard line?
Ball's to 41. You are coming up on 120 seconds left in this contest. Bolig off to the left of his quarterback. Quarterback Bryson looking to throw. He's got the pass up. It's going to be...
Nice catch.
Complete. Down to the 32 or 33-yard line on the other end down there. Mekhi Burks was the defender.
Number 11, Bryson Campbell.
Yeah, Bryson Campbell. He's waited, been active. He caught that one.
Waited till the last minute before he jumped. A lot of times DBs, when you put your hands up, they're taught to put their hands up, and he waited and waited. That's a Randy Moss trick that worked to perfection there. Ball at the 32-yard line there in Lakewood territory.
First down, off the 32 of Lakeview. Quarterback Bryson rolls out to the far side and might have got a yard or two after that scramble.
Even I can tell you there's 98 seconds left in this one.
There you go.
Joe, got a score for you from Norcross. Is now GAC 28, White County 17. 5 minutes to go in the game.
Score in a hurry there, Tripper. The flag, I don't know if that fell out of his pocket back there or what happened. Ball is now across the 30 down to about the 29. And I got the back judge is coming up there to talk to the other three officials. Must have another flag on the play there, Harper, for them to be.
About 20 seconds ran off the clock.
Gary's a guy chippy down there all of a sudden.
What?
I said, is it getting chippy down there all of a sudden?
I don't know what they're doing over there. I just noticed the clock just kept on running while they're all standing around talking.
Well, if nobody waved their arms to stop it, you're going to keep running it. But I understand what Gary's saying right there. Stevens County is getting blown out by Hebron Christian, which is an oddity. But Hebron Christian,
no surprise. Hebron done it before.
Banks County exploded. They're up 40-20 over Providence Christian.
Either Hebron or Prince Haven is going to win that region, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Second year, 35-0 over Johns Creek.
I'll try to talk with Tony Lottie during the final score. That's a historic win for second year.
Final from Buford, 50-0 as they had a running clock in that one. East side over East Forsyth, 42-7. Excuse me.
So both coaches, both head coaches are being spoken to by our official, the referee, Corey Collins.
Evidently, it has gotten a little chippy down there, Gary, for them to have to. That's the second time that they've talked to Coach Coleman.
Yeah. When they talked to Coach Martin. There's a minute 19 on the clock.
Exactly.
You would figure, just let the clock run out. There's only be two or three more plays. But
right.
But Corey's, we're not going to win this one.
And it's silly to get somebody thrown out or something.
Right.
I mean, come on. You're 27 down, and you got a minute 19.
They are. The White Hat's going over and talk to the umpire at this point. Figure out what's going on.
Well, Joe, you got to give them credit for this one. They're doing their job on this one.
Yep. Well, a lot of times, I learned a long, long time ago in basketball, there's preventive officiating and there's aggressive officiating. If you do preventive officiating and keep it from getting out of hand and keeping boys or girls from doing goofy things, it'll be best for everyone in the long run. And that's what I always try to do when I officiated basketball.
Yep.
The official is talking and giving some notes to the...
Well, they had both coaches were happy. Now they're not happy. Athens coach, he just took 5 yards away. Well, he took 1 yard away.
Well, you see what he's doing now. The White Hat is actually talking to the referee.
To the timer, and they added, what, 7 seconds back onto the clock.
1:25 now on the clock. Let them know what's going on. They got the clock.
All of that for nothing. There's no call. That's what most of the fans in front of us, if you can hear us, folks, that's what they're saying is you took all that time and you didn't make a call.
First and 10 at the 32. Bryson, the quarterback, has it. Takes off for a run. Big number 50, Jackson Kohler.
How about that?
He's going to make the tackle.
Joe, final score from Dahlonega. North Hall has done it. They have beaten Lumpkin County 21-16, and they're in the driver's seat for their first region championship, I think, since 2007.
How about that? Now they do one of those things where I think they just tried to down it or something like that with 53.3 seconds.
That's spike it.
Odd. Why would you spike it? To kill the clock? That was weird.
You need to organize.
You need about 20
after that sack, they needed to get a play, but they didn't have time to – and they didn't want to call a timeout.
Okay.
So if you spike it now, you give yourself.
I'm going to waste a timeout right there. You're not like you need it or something. You can't take him to next week. I always used to tease Greg Williams about that. He said, I can't carry him to next week, Joe. That's why I'm using him. Bryson chased by Bricky Brown. He will hold him up and they blow the whistle right there at the Athens Christian 43-yard line. Big Brown. Ricky Brown comes back and grabs him and just basically pushes him back about another 8 yards. They're going to go forward progress, and they're going to say it's at the 46-yard line, 47-yard line, as the clock will run out and run down. It's at 27. Don't know if they'll get another stab at it. It's fourth down, and surely they'll just snap
well,
it.
Well-timed blitz, right?
Yeah.
Defensive coordination right there was perfect.
It was about 2 seconds between the game clock and the play clock.
Rolls
out to the far side. Bryson does. He's going to run. He's going to get stuck by Ricky Brown right there at the 44-yard line. And the clock will end right there as Lakeview wins it 38-11. Historic win number 8 on the season.
And they'll close out the regular season at home next week here against Loganville Christian. And then we'll find out later if they'll be back here on November the 8th in the quarterfinal round of the GIAA state playoffs. We'll head down to the field and get with Gary Glancy and get with Coach Lee Coleman and see how happy Lee may be here. I know he'll be happy about the victory, but we'll see what happened in his last 2 minutes, how he's going to be
feeling. Well, Gary has both coaches within arm reach. Get a chance to find out a little bit more about what was going on there at the last minute. Obviously, for all the right reasons. Lakeview Academy is, as you mentioned, Mike, they're in the driver's seat right now. Best season they've had in getting better. They're improving. They made some mistakes today. Everybody makes a mistake in a ball game, but boy, their offense is, they can score. They're fast where they need to be. Here you go, Gary.
Coach, a little history tonight, huh? 8th win in the history of the school. I think it's it, huh?
Yes, sir. The 8 wins, the first time in school history. It's a blessing. It's a blessing the guys competed. They played well. We came back in the second half and played a lot better football, held them scoreless. Proud of the guys.
Well, and now it's here on out. It's kind of gravy, right?
That's what we're hoping. I feel like we got to get a little better. We got to clean up 4 quarters of football, right? I feel like we should be playing our best football right now, but it's like we're doing enough just to get and we add up and fix it up. But, yes, you're right. If we take care of business and do what we want.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the way, and good luck in the postseason. We may just see you here, okay?
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. There you go. And they're all going to – guys, this is what you like to see. Look at them. They're all in the middle of the field here now.
Yep.
Together, and I think they're all going to have a prayer.
Absolutely. They'll take a knee and thank God for the game tonight, and no one got hurt. And they'll thank God for the victory also, and we do too, as Lakeview Academy has defeated Athens Christian. We're back after this timeout to wrap it up for you here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
And we're back here at Lakeview Academy, and history has been made. You heard from Coach Lee Coleman as they improved to 8-1 on the season, and they're going to be in the state playoffs. But now the big thing, Joe, you see how the importance of playing here at home. They're here next week. They'll take a week off on November the 1st. Then they're hopefully back here on November the 8th. And you, now the question is, how far can they go in the state playoffs?
Well, you know, they, like you mentioned earlier a couple of times there, Mike, they've been playing these 4A division schools with the region they're in. They're the only 3A. And now you would think 4A versus 3A, but there's some pretty strong teams in 3A also. So we'll have to see how they do. Their only loss comes to one of those 4A, so they wouldn't play them in the postseason. We'll have to see how they do here in next week against, was it Luggleville Christian, I think it is?
Yes.
And then they'll go on from there and hopefully be here, and we'll be with them on the 8th here in that first round of the playoffs.
Well, it's impressive, again, we talked about, is that they are 8-1 overall, and they are 6-1 in the district, in mm-hmm. District 4, Class AAA, Quad A.
Yep.
And again, all those victories with teams there in Quad A, that's really impressive.
Yeah. And they've been playing really well. They played well tonight. They gave up, the one touchdown. They gave up a couple of plays that they probably wish they had back, but they made the adjustments they needed to, Harper, there at halftime, and, put another touchdown on the board and played really well. I'm impressed with the defense. They played real well.
They've got a little bit of size. They've got some speed. And They've got some guys that really play hard. Mm-hmm. And remember, folks, they've got 23 guys on their roster.
Yep.
To have a little bit of that at any level is fantastic to have. But with only this, you've only got a handful of guys.
Yep.
Stay healthy. That's
sure.
number one
it
for right now because mm-hmm. you've got a chance to move and advance in the playoffs. Well, with the roster that you have, and Coach Coleman said it right there. He goes, we're still not playing a full game yet. Mm-hmm. So there's still mm-hmm. some things that he's got to work on. What did they not do tonight, Joe? They got tough yards up the middle. Mm-hmm. They were able to run to the outside. They got some big plays. I think the only thing is consistency at quarterback where mm-hmm. my completion percentage is up a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. And instead of 50%, I'm at 65. There were a couple of balls that he threw into the dirt. Okay, that's fine. Because you got a big play after that, yeah. you got a couple of 50-yarders. Mm-hmm. So, very impressive team, especially when you consider the size of the roster that you have right now and the amount of talent that you have on it.
Look like they've also mixed up running pass tonight, Harper, and then the defense is so impressive.
There's Ronnie Brown is something else now,
yeah.
but he's not the only one. Kohler was making plays, and Whitcomb mm-hmm. was making plays. And
Kelly.
They had all kinds of guys. Kelly, yeah, he was the leader in the first half. I'm mm-hmm. not sure how many tackles he had in the second half. So they have one of everything, but unfortunately they've only got one,
uh-huh.
and they'd love to have three or four, but I guess that's a few years away as the program develops.
There's a big game down in South Georgia being played this evening in the GIAA. Valwood was playing Deerfield-Windsor. And I know the scoreboard will be watching for the people here at Lakeview Academy to see how that game comes out. Again, this one should give them a home field game coming up in the second round of the state playoffs. Again, because of the hurricane damage with Hurricane Helene, they went ahead and cut down the number of teams that will be going into the state playoffs to eight. So the top eight teams going into the state playoffs, they will not play on November the 1st. They will play some games down in South Georgia, makeup games. But Lakeview will have that week off. So they get a week off between the last game of the season here next week going into the state playoffs. We've got to give them also some extra rest.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a little extra rest in there. You know, you want to stay in rhythm and all that stuff, but it's nice to be able to have a little bit of a break where if you've got any injuries or anything that needs to be fixed, they can do that during that week.
But thank not too much. You know, you got to keep
yes.
playing.
Well,
you
don't want to take
rusty.
Too long of a
yeah,
break.
Yeah,
you don't want to give
so
too long a break. Exactly.
And you would just be – rolling full steam, but because, mm-hmm. as Mike said, because of the hurricane,
right.
it's really changed everything in terms of your football scheduling.
Sure.
And you got to make these games up in order to have the justification for why a team is in or why they're not in the playoffs based mm-hmm. on their record and obviously their schedule strength.
And again, sure. Coach Coleman can give you all the details about the power rankings, Harper, and about how that's working out. Also, it's amazing. He said, Michael, I can have a team 6-4 Middle Georgia have a higher power ranking than I can go with 9-1. So we'll see how all the math works out. But again, they're 8-1, and the history of Lakeview Academy since they started this program, and we've been following the team since day one when Matthew Groom started this program. Remember that, Joe? And,
yep.
And how they struggled at times in the GHS. They had one, no really good year, but they were in that tough region, 8A, with teams like Commerce and
sure.
that kind of thing, Rabun County. So I think it was a great idea for them for all the programs to go down to the GIAA the way mm-hmm. the GHSA was going with the public-private school thing going
yep.
on. And same thing with Athens Christian. And you see, it's not really a bad Athens Christian team at all.
You know, they're not bad. And as I talked to Coach Morris before the game, they're young still. They got some first-year guys that are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Their numbers are up, which is good. And that's what Coach Coleman wants here. He's got 23 this year as opposed to 18. And hopefully their success this year will drive it where they have more next year. But, you know, when they put the ball on the ground early, you could tell that was young guys doing things that young guys do. Later in the game, they got a little bit better, but the quarterback is about the only offense they had. You know, Molik would get away, but he wouldn't get big yardage. So they had a tough time right there. And as young as they are, they'll get better. They've been good over the years. And last year they, you know, were 0-for. And this year they're 1-whatever. So,
well, now you see we're down to the home stretch, down to 2 weeks left in the regular season. Again, the Lions are here at home next week as they'll take on Loganville Christian. And we'll be at East Hall next week at Valhalla as the Vikings take on the West Hall Spartans in a big region 8-AAA game for those two teams coming up next week. And then we'll wrap up the regular season in 2 weeks as North Hall will play for a region championship as they'll take on Dawson County in 2 weeks in the Brickyard. at Lincoln Trail Stadium right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Jester Proctor brings you GNN's Friday Night Lights. Then we're back with you at 11.05 with the final score. I'll be with you until midnight as we recap all the games around the area, talk to coaches, reporters, and bring you all the final scores, play implications, and a lot more. Then join tomorrow morning at 9.05. Harper will join me by phone tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports action with a live video stream on YouTube tomorrow morning. That'll be at Team Glory Sports. Once again, Lakeview wins again here coming up this evening by a final of 38-11. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for producer Nathan Landy, for Gary Glenn, for Joe Gailey, and for Harper LaBelle, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by North Hall Tire and Wheel. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.